You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Area 51's in Nevada?
Yeah. Mm. You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Where'd you think Area 51 was?
Texas.
What do you... How y'all doing? Welcome to Area 51.
I don't know. I feel like a...
How about them aliens?
Because it's big, biggest state. It's yes. Underground, isn't it?
Here she goes. She's fucking thinking movies. She's thinking Independence Day.
Yeah, they want to. But there's deserts in Texas, right? Or is it all like flourishing and like.
Deserts in Texas? I think there would be. Yeah.
Yeah, like prairie dogs. Cowboys and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
But not real cowboys. Like,
there's got to be real cowboys.
Not like.
The West, the Wild Wild West is Texas?
No, it's not. Tombstone was in Arizona.
Yeah. Texas is still.
Is it
I'm sure there's desert areas around those areas, like New Mexico, Texas, Arizona.
What? Why are you laughing?
The music.
Oh.
Yeah, from the good, the bad, and the ugly.
No. Texas.
Good, the bad, and the stupid.
It's in Nevada. Do you think that they put it there because that's where the ship had landed?
Whoa. Put what there? But what where?
The Area 51.
It already existed before the aliens.
No, but I mean, do you think that they built that underground laboratory?
How do you know it's an underground laboratory? It's top fucking secret. You're just going by the movie.
That's them building it.
Whatever. All right, so Texas has aliens. So does...
They're called Mexicans.
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our name is Jersey Jerks. Join in the chat room. You can see me. Maybe I'll flash you like I did Pedro last week, apparently.
Yeah. Our listenership just went up.
Don't forget, you can email us too at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. You can also find us on all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They're the only ones that are important to me. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck everybody else.
Fuck all the other ones. And don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Welcome.
Dum Dum Style.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, it's titled Dumb Shit Style.
Dumb Shit?
Yeah, Dumb Shit Style.
Oh.
That's fucking funny.
I was thinking of another one today, and I don't remember what it was. I was on the road, and it just hit me, and I was like, oh, my God, we can use that. Saliva's click, click, boom, using her boom with it.
Oh, I like that.
Because I heard that, and I was like, oh. Speaking of radio, have you guys heard the new fucking throwback hip-hop
station? Yeah, 107.9.
Dude, that is a great I have not changed the channel during the day.
I did, someday, finally.
Really?
I heard OPP for like the seventh time.
I haven't heard the same song yet.
I heard OPP a lot.
I heard some shit that I forgot all about. I was like, oh,
that's why I love it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Thank God, too, because everything else on the radio is shit.
What does that tell you, that they're dedicating a channel to old school hip-hop?
Because the shit that they put out today is awful.
That's right.
Really. I mean, you know, it doesn't go all the way back all the time. I mean, you know, you'll hear like... Like, I heard Jay-Z and Pharrell's song from, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear 2 Chainz and shit like that, garbage like that.
Yeah, like the new stuff. Yeah. Like any garbage. Of the new rappers.
Right.
Yeah, they played a lot of Destiny's Child.
I haven't heard Destiny's Child yet.
I was in my car a lot over the weekend, so mm-hmm. I was listening to it for hours upon hours. Mm-hmm. And it's a good station, though, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, other radio stations.
Although they got to stop playing that fucking promo commercial because it's too fucking long.
Which one?
The one where it just goes on forever and then you hear Obama change. You know, yeah. I was just like, all right, do we get it?
Well, they finally sold some commercials. So by Sunday night, they were playing like real commercials.
I don't care about the commercials. I'm saying.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like those sweepers are probably going to be gone now.
Good, because it's getting annoying.
Because on Monday, I must have heard the let's beat the birds.
I'll tell you what, though.
Let's do it for the birds.
I'm digging it, though.
Yeah, man.
It's really good. It's really good.
A lot of people are digging it.
You know, I don't listen to music on the regular radio station, really. So I was just, I don't know, by chance, I was just skimming through every dial on the station, you know, on the channels and whatever. And I hit this and I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't heard this song in forever. It was like fucking Leaders of the New School or some shit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this doing? All right, what is 107.9? Left it on. Haven't changed it since, except for like nighttime. I listen to like sports radio or whatever. But yeah, man, it's pretty fucking good. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, it's the second station they've done that.
Now they just need to come out with an actual rock station. Now, the MMR one is just, to me, it's not even rock anymore. It's fucking, you know, you got the talk show in the daytime or in the morning time, and then you have Pierre Robert, who's just, he's fucking nauseating to listen to.
He talks a lot.
And he plays the folky rock, which,
that's his spiel.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we get it, dude, you're a gay hippie, whatever, that's fine, you know, but enough.
Jackson's Shift and The Pit is pretty good, though.
Is that the one where he plays a lot of local music?
No, they don't really do that anymore. They do
that at nighttime, like later on at night.
Like
though.
late.
On weekends, though. I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that shit's got to stop, too. It's like, I don't even know who these motherfuckers are.
Yeah, The Pit is like modern rock, and that's from like 7 to 10. And that's a pretty good show.
But that's it, though? That's when I don't listen to radio, 7 to 10, you know? Like, I'm in the car in the day. I want to hear some music, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, what the fuck? So it kind of sucks. They need like a true rock because 104.5 pisses me off.
That's like
that's alternative.
No, I know, but sometimes they tease you. They'll play like Foo Fighters, they'll play like Nirvana, and then they play like Mumford and Sons, and you're just
oh, your brains God out. Almighty.
No, seriously, like that's exactly what they do, and it's just like you motherfuckers, you know. Or if I hear the fucking what's that song that you hear on all the commercials? We Are Young.
Do they still play that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Really? That's like I hear you're on Q102. You'll hear it on.
Yeah, and it's just
I feel like they stopped playing.
No.
I don't listen to the radio, so I don't know.
No. So it just, it's fucking terrible. Like, I miss the days of having two rock stations. And, you know, because you can go back and forth and always find something you can stay on. And then now it's like, the classic rock station's good. 102.9?
Yeah.
I like that. They usually are pretty good.
How can you go wrong with classic rock?
You can't, but I mean, sometimes you want to hear something a little harder, something a little newer, you know?
Well, they just added a bunch of new, newer bands to classic rock.
Oh, you mean like from the 80s and stuff like that?
Yeah, like I think they play some Nirvana now, I think.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah. They play 102.9? Yeah, they definitely play Green Day. I heard them playing Green Day.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's surprising to me.
Yeah, it was.
Green Day.
I was very confused.
Doesn't have to be like 25 years old or longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I think they were playing Metallica.
I could see because Metallica came out in the early, mid 80s, something like that. So, speaking of Metallica, you guys, I'm sure you two haven't, but Miss, did you watch the concert for Valor on HBO?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
That was awesome.
I thought Metallica rocked, man.
Metallica was the shit. Yeah. That's not my problem.
Metallica, what didn't you like?
We can talk about it right now. Eminem is the worst live performer I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
He's horrible.
Then obviously you've never seen Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. He doesn't have to do a whole concert. He's got to do two songs, Eminem. Two songs. That's it. If you're already out of breath the moment you walk out to do the first song, you need to stop. Just record fucking albums.
He doesn't tour.
He just got done a small little thing.
A small tour? He did two stadiums.
Okay, that's not the point. Yeah. The point is he's terrible live.
I've seen him live.
Rihanna came on three times. But you're biased.
It was in his heyday when he was touring.
I saw him like probably the Up in Smoke tour 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He was good.
He was
okay.
Real
so maybe he's just gotten old. Listen, can't tell it anymore.
That's a big deal now because he looks like drugs just fucked him up now.
Because he's old.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he aged
a lot.
Yeah, he kind of looks like the fucking dancing Monopoly looking guy on the Great Adventure commercial.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, right. Just put some glasses. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
his skin's all like fucking. I don't know.
Would you fuck him now, Miss?
Absolutely.
Or,
but anyway, Rihanna comes on and she does a really good job. Like, I'm not a fan of the song she sang in the beginning. And then she starts singing a song, the monster song, and he comes out, and I couldn't understand a fucking words. And then that was like, that's all I heard. And then he like lets the crowd sing the rest of the fucking song, and you don't hear the crowd. That was the one thing you couldn't hear was the crowd.
Normally, he zooted up.
And he like, I don't know, he kept fucking with his hood. Like he had a hat on and he had a hood over the hat. And because he was walking around so fast, the hood started to come off and he kept pulling it over. And I'm like, what are you doing? Just fucking sing, you asshole. Like, I don't know what his problem was, but he was garbage. Garbage. And I was like, I fast forward.
I thought he was good.
No, of course. Well, I think you're biased.
I'm definitely not biased.
I don't think you could be objective about him or certain other people.
Listen, I didn't think he was that bad.
I take it into consideration.
You're not going to like my next one.
I take in consideration things that he's gone through in his life and stuff. He's not a touring artist.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about that.
You're performing in front of millions
of people. If I buy his MP3s and all that shit, he better fucking do a good job. And honestly, he hasn't put out a good song in a while.
That is your personal opinion.
Oh, well. I mean...
He just put out a cypher, and the cypher, he killed it.
Yeah, he's made a big deal. People made a big deal about it because he threatened to smack...
Lana Del Rey. Like Ray Rice. Rice.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So what? He does that with everything.
But it was his freestyling.
They love it. They love that shit.
Whatever.
It was good. He's still talented. You're trying to say that
he's not. No, I never said he's... No, that's not what I fucking said, you idiot.
He said he hasn't put out a good song.
I said you're trying to.
No, I'm not. He's still fucking talented, but he stinks now. He's not a good live performer is what I'm saying.
Okay.
He's terrible at it.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I think that you're wrong.
All right. I didn't realize you were his fucking lawyer. Shut the fuck up. Calm down.
I'm not shutting the fuck up and calming down. We're having a banter back and forth about it. I'm going to go back and forth with you about it.
Okay.
Shut up. You have your opinion. I have my opinion.
I know, but you're getting cunty about it, and you're putting words in my mouth that I didn't say.
You said that he sucks now.
Yes.
Yes.
Live. That was the whole point of me bringing it up.
And you said he hasn't had a good song out.
The Concert for Valor was a live concert.
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. He sucked. He sucked live. He was terrible. And the other guy is Bruce. He needs to wrap that shit up.
No way.
He fucking stinks. Dude, he lost his voice.
Well,
I mean, he can't. That one song he sang when he was by himself was supposed to be. He sang it like more mellow when it's not supposed to be mellow.
Born in the USA?
No. I forget what it was. He did a version, like a cappella. It was terrible. It's like, dude, if you can't sing, stop.
I don't get Bruce Springsteen.
I don't like Bruce Springsteen.
I don't get
either.
The hype behind him. I mean, like, I know the couple songs that are okay, but for the most part, man, he's another one. He's folky. He's more folky.
I don't like his folk shit.
But that's all he does.
No, it isn't.
Dude, what's he done besides folky shit? Born in the USA?
He hasn't done a folk album since. I don't even know when.
I don't like Bruce Springsteen, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's a matter of opinion, but I mean, like you said, but...
Sounds constipated as fuck.
Didn't he always, though? Isn't that his thing?
But he's getting worse, though. I mean, now that he's older, he abused his vocal cords to...
Maybe he has acid reflux.
Maybe. But
I thought he did a good job, though.
I think everybody did. I think he was good when it was Zac Brown Band and Dave Grohl doing Fortunate Song.
Yeah, that was good.
That was awesome.
Except for his part, though, wasn't as good as the other two. Because he was like,
But isn't that his thing?
Yeah, but you can tell he's suffering. He's suffering up there.
I guess. He always kind of
He just seems like he's losing it. Like, because at the end, when it was time for him to go solo, I think he pushed too hard during the...
Shit is pants.
Probably.
Do you know who a lot of people were talking shit on? Metallica.
Why?
Like, in Facebook and stuff like that, it was definitely trending that they were horrible.
How is that possible?
I don't know. They were fucking on point. Yeah, I thought
they were the only ones the entire night, with the exception of Grohl and... I didn't stay through the country shit. I kind of fit, but I'm sure they did fine.
Zac Brown was good.
Yeah,
country, yeah.
They're like
Southern rock country.
Yeah.
I like them. They're pretty good.
They were good.
I just had to wait. I had to go forward that, and then when they brought in Bruce and Grohl, I was like, all right, I can hear this. But I don't know, man. I just, like, I was really disappointed with that concert. And I almost felt bad for all the troops. Because, like, there was all, you know, it's all for the troops, basically, all the veterans and stuff. And I'm like, wow, what a shitty concert to put on for the fucking veterans. You know, they had great names, they had great acts, but it was just, you know, honestly, I thought Metallica was the best act of the night because they were, dude, they were rocking. And to see all the fucking troops on the stage.
They brought them on stage.
That was great, man. And they were all, like, fucking rocking out and shit. I thought they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Facebook is bullshit anyway.
You know what I noticed, though? It was a lot of people that were, like, young. Like,
of
people
course,
that, like, that I guess don't get Metallica.
No, no, they don't. And that's the thing.
Well, it's social media is mostly younger people.
Oh, yeah.
So when a band like Metallica comes on, people our age are like, yeah, I love Metallica.
But it's not just that. It's like, if you're young and you're in the armed forces, you're going to end up loving Metallica because
fucking
that's
right.
But that's
it's
what
kill music.
Exactly. That's what they play over in the tanks and shit when they're overseas. And that's what the fucking foreigners hate. They hear Metallica coming. They're like, oh, my God. You know, they fucking run for the hills, you know.
Hala Metallica.
But, yeah, they were great. I was I thought they were going to play One, and I was like, maybe that's not a good song to play.
Yeah. I don't think that would have, like, helped anybody's spirits.
Yeah, I don't think so, basically. This song about getting fucked up.
In the war.
Yeah. But, yeah, they did a great job, man. And the concert – here's another fucking dude that I really was upset with, Jamie Foxx. I am a big fan of Jamie Foxx. I like his movies.
He's a great actor.
His stand-up was funny back in the day when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, great actor, right. But, man, what a horse's ass he is. Like, coming out – he couldn't speak English all of a sudden. He turned straight up stupid. You know, he was saying shit like, so he got the website wrong over and over again. And the website, it's on the, he even said that he wasn't reading the teleprompter, but he didn't call it the teleprompter. He's like, the prompt teller? I ain't read, like, and I don't think he was trying to be funny. I think he was just trying to be like, I guess he was trying to spin it to like being cool because I guess he's trying to make stupid cool.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. Don't even try it. And
Missy would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll come around, Miss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be trying.
Be patient. Be patient.
But he said the website wrong, and he was just, I don't know, he just didn't sound like the normal Jamie Foxx. Like something was wrong with him. I don't know if maybe he was super nervous, you know, or whatever it was, but he sounded really awkward in the beginning. And
I don't think I saw that part.
It was the very beginning. He was the first person to come out.
I don't think I saw that.
And I was just like, wow, what an asshole. Like, it was hard to watch him.
Maybe he was drunk.
I don't think so. It wasn't that he was slurring. It was just that he was like jumbled, you know?
He probably wasn't prepared. He probably figured out.
He wasn't prepared.
And he had to just fucking wing it.
He even said that there was a teleprompter he wasn't reading. And it's like, dude, that's what it's there for. Read the shit. You sound like an asshole right now. You really do. I was really disappointed. I was hoping, you know, I mean, he really didn't say anything too funny. And I don't know. It was kind of awkward. You know, for the most part, everybody else did well, like hosting. Oh, the other thing about fucking Eminem, too, really bothered me. And this kind of shit doesn't bother me, but I guess because of the type of concert it was. He says, happy motherfucking Veterans Day. I just thought that wasn't – I don't think it was necessary to say – not because it's a family show. I mean, it's HBO. You can say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And everybody did for the most part. But, like, I kind of felt like it was a disrespectful
– right, on a respectful day.
Yeah, happy motherfucking Veterans Day. And it's just like, you fucking white trash piece of shit. Like, really? You know, just because you're wearing fucking army pants – You can get away with that. Like, I don't know. I was really upset with him. Like, it really bothered me the way he was. He almost seemed like he didn't want to be there. He just didn't seem like he wanted to be there. And just his attitude towards it was just like, whatever.
I don't know. If he didn't want to be there, I don't think he would.
No, I mean, look.
He doesn't need the publicity.
No, it's not about it.
He's got a new album coming out.
It's not that.
He needs to give up.
You got to put the top names on there, pretty much. I mean, that's basically what they had as far as performers. You know, they had all A-list performers.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't some shit fucking middle-of-the-road band on there or singer. They had, you know, all the top whatever, rock, country, folk, you know, Bruce, the boss. Like a boss. Fucking terrible.
B-A-W-S-E.
Yeah, whatever.
Boss.
Yeah, thanks, Marco.
You know that dude had a fucking Bruce Springsteen had a there was a charity event and he was involved in it and one of the things he gave away was homemade lasagna at my house.
Yeah, for like $300,000.
Right, and then the other one was like a guitar and like lessons with him, like
I'll
for
take
a
the
day
lessons
or whatever. And yeah, I don't, he don't look. Yeah, he don't look like he makes a good lasagna.
Nah.
Yeah, it's probably like Ritz crackers. And I put Ritz crackers in my lasagna. But yeah, he looks like he's in pain when he sings, man. Either that, or he's got really.
He's been on tour for.
He's got like
straight
blood farts or something. Like he's just shitting razor blades.
He is 60 some years old. I mean, it's,
is he that old?
Yeah.
Nah, really? He's in his 60s. Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought he'd be in his 50s.
Good. Maybe I'll croak soon.
Stop it.
I don't think he's not anytime soon.
I don't wish him death. I just think he needs to hang it up. You know? He's just not the same guy, obviously.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that he's got a huge fan base and whatever. I mean, look
sure,
at...
Sure, there's people that fucking love Bruce Springsteen.
Look at
I just
Kiss.
Never got it.
Look at Kiss, right? Kiss has a huge following. And it's like timeless, like even to this day. They're very popular, you know. I just heard that they're doing the Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they're on the Hello Kitty float.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
Gene Simmons,
they're doing
man.
Like a cross promotion with Hello Kitty. I don't get it, but
he don't turn anything
this is Gene
down.
Simmons from Kiss.
He's like a douchebag.
He is.
Now.
He really is.
Yeah.
Big douchebag.
But here's the thing. I
did see them in concert before. They're awesome.
I don't get
they're
their
fun.
Music, though. They just seem like a big
their
gimmick.
Their music sucks.
You know what I mean?
I always feel like it doesn't suck. It sucks if you take it seriously. But if you look at it like it's Spinal Tap or something, it's like good
time. But that's what I mean. It's like a Spinal
it's
Tap
like a,
type of thing.
It's like
or
a
Gwar.
Mockery.
Spinal Tap
Gwar.
Meets Gwar.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking weird.
I actually never thought, like, once I saw them in concert, I saw them in, like, Motley Crue or something.
Okay.
And, so I like started like getting like, I wanted to know Kiss's backstory and shit.
They're all Jews.
And like
from
they
New
were
York.
But they were like controversial back in the day.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, like music has come a long fucking way cuz I really did think it was all a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that it was
It kind of is a gimmick though.
But I thought it was something that you didn't take seriously. I thought it was just like party
rock. Oh
no,
the fans they take that shit serious.
Yeah,
it's like a religion
crazy.
To them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like,
just convention. They're just like
I
this.
I think them and God, what the fuck's their name? They've been gone forever since Grateful Dead. I think they have like the two most loyal fan bases.
And like Fish. I think
Fish.
And Fish. Yeah. But nobody's as crazy as Kiss fans. I mean, they're fucking...
Oh, they're nuts.
They're crazy. They're just batshit crazy. I worked with a guy who was a Kiss fan, and he had like, I don't know, thousands of dollars in collectibles.
Yeah, they have Kiss coffins.
I know. I heard
about
that.
That are like $3,000.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's like, fucking nuts.
It's
they
insane.
They should all bury themselves in it.
They have Kiss merchandise for everything, like boy bands. Like, you know how boy bands will have like a singing toothbrush? Or something.
Oh, okay.
Like, it'll be a toothbrush that you can turn on while you're brushing your teeth.
I do not.
It sings to you. The toothbrush sings to you. They have that kind of shit. They have rubber ducks that look like him.
Marco has a boy. No, I didn't know that. But I'm on it.
Yeah, I don't know if they have O-Town
on
one.
Backstreet's work.
I think that'll be considered like classic items. You'll probably have to show up.
Listen, I'll go on eBay and fucking bid on that
shit.
They
probably have them on eBay. Seriously, check.
E-boy.
They have everything.
E-boy.
E-boy.com, yeah.
E-boy? Did I say E-boy?
No, I'm saying that's where he's going to go get it. E-boy.
Oh.
The pedophile website. Yeah, I just don't. I don't get that kind of, you know, music. You know? It's just, I don't know,
Kiss?
The whole thing, yeah, it's just funny to me.
It's hilarious, but they are fun in concert because they have fire everywhere and they're fucking like throwing balloons around. And it's like, holy shit, this is like a good fucking
fire
time.
And balloons, what a
seriously,
crazy combo.
It's like a circus, but it's fun. It was a good time for sure. I was glad I saw them.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever watch them in concert. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Bruce. I could never.
No, I
see
think it'd
Bruce
be.
Springsteen
I think it'd be fun to watch them for like 10 minutes, and then you'd be bored out of your mind.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do that.
If without
spending a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
The
least.
Only way I'll go see Bruce if he's got the whole band with him. They go. They.
I know.
Rock.
I know. I figured that.
But they keep
that,
dying.
That Tom Joad fucking.
What?
Don't people in Bruce Springsteen's camp keep dying?
I mean, they're old.
What camp are you talking about? Camp Crystal Lake? What the fuck are you talking about?
Didn't someone just die over the summer?
Clarence Clemens?
Yeah.
He died like fucking six years ago.
Oh,
he
God,
died, like,
really?
No, he died like 3 years ago.
Whatever.
It's not over the summer. Dave Matthews died.
Someone from Dave Matthews' band?
Unfortunately, it wasn't Dave Matthews.
Wasn't Dave Matthews. Yeah.
Well, they have crazy psycho fans. So.
Dave what?
They are, like, I guess in our generation of not our generation, but they have crazy fans. Dave fans.
I know.
But
Dave Matthews concert is a great place to see titties.
Really?
When I was when I saw him at Woodstock, every girl was like, ah.
Really?
Yeah. I was about to get up, and I think Ice Cube was on the other stage. I'm like, fuck Dave Matthews. I'm going to see Ice Cube. And I got up and started to walk away, and I saw like fucking 24 tits behind me. I was like, never mind. I'm going to stay here.
Right here.
Yep.
Yeah. Just tune out the music. Tune into the titties.
Mm-hmm. Tits go marching. Yeah, I was disappointed with the concert. I think, like, especially because it was an HBO thing, and they usually put out really good concerts. They always are like 100% with their concerts. Like, I saw the Jay-Z
On the Run,
Beyonce one. I was like, wow, that was real. The way they put it together, I was like, that was really good. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing. I can't sit through that fucking shit for three fucking hours.
It's surprising they didn't get Jay-Z to do that concert rather than Eminem, because it sounds like they got the biggest name in rock and country.
Yeah, I was
it's
shocked
surprising
too.
They didn't get
I would
Jay-Z.
Think that Jay-Z and Beyonce would have been on that card. Yeah. You know, but I guess they got other shit they're doing. Like,
yeah, they're
stuff touring
that's good. Europe now, I think.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because when it comes to new rap music, with the exception of Jay-Z, anytime I hear a new good rap song, I'm like, holy shit, like, I'm surprised that there's actually a good rap song, a newer song. Except Jay-Z.
By the way, who was that fat fucking black dude running around on stage with Eminem?
That was one of the dudes from D12.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. He was wearing, it was the weirdest thing.
No, it wasn't.
No,
bizarre.
His fucking clothes were like three sizes too small.
Yeah, it
right?
was bizarre. It was
and
one of the other guys.
He was wearing all black, except like he had pink on his sneakers and I don't know, like a pink stripe on his jacket or some shit. And I'm like, who is
no
this
proof.
Fucking dude?
No.
He was just running around. Yeah. And I'm like,
he was
how
fat?
Much do you
there's
get
another
paid?
Fat black dude in D12?
He's
no.
not. No. He wasn't.
I think it was Joel Ortiz.
No, he wasn't.
Are you sure?
He would never be as a hype man.
Either. He was not. He wasn't like grotesque. He was like. Like chubby as shit.
I think it's Dwan Porter. So I don't know. One of
I can't
guys.
Believe you guys are throwing names out. Like
D12?
You guys know who? No.
I remember D12.
I don't think it was D12.
I think he's part of Slaughterhouse, isn't he?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Whatever. The point was he was shit. Useless, and he didn't help him at all. He was just running around in circles.
Sometimes it's better off that way. I'm telling you, when I saw Wu-Tang in concert,
is that Rage Against the Machine? Wu-Tang?
Yeah, nine guys. Fucking yelling at the same time.
It was hard. The worst thing, yeah, it was hard.
It was so. I was so disappointed because at that point I had seen Rage like nine times. Like, I wasn't there to see Rage. Like I
right.
wanted,
but
to
I'm
see
sure
them,
they
but
were.
Was,
I'm sure they didn't disappoint.
No, they never do.
Until they
except,
brought
except,
out.
Except, yeah, until they start doing that Mamiya Abu Jamal bullshit.
Yeah, they brought out Ramona Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
someone should throw a rock at her face.
They fucking boo them. Everybody boos him when he does it, and they bring that bitch out, and they boo her, and it's just like.
And then they go right in there, and they fucking yeah. like it's crazy again.
Just play your music and shut the fuck
I know,
up.
I know. It does. It gets. Yeah, they all get a little. Especially like U2's the worst. I've never seen him in concert, but that's all they fuck. That's all. You know what? I wonder if U2, the rest of U2, besides Bono, hate Bono for all his political bullshit.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, because he constantly
jams it down your throat.
Yeah, he's just overbearing with that shit, you know? Oh, we got to save the... He's always doing some fucking thing, like, you know.
Who's this wee bullshit? You got all this money, you fucking donate. I ain't donating shit.
Oh, we almost lost Bono. We almost lost him. His fucking... The fucking door of his airplane opened up in mid-flight.
fell out.
And the back part, like, came off.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was going from somewhere, was it England to Dublin or something?
Yep.
Is it possible for you not to shit your pants if that happens?
Yeah. I know, right?
I don't think so. No.
I'm shitting right now.
I definitely would shit my pants.
Was it like a private jet?
Yeah, it was a Learjet.
Oh, my God.
I almost shit my pants with turbulence. I can't imagine the door of the plane coming off.
Right? I know. You get a little antsy when they take the chocks off the wheels and you start moving. You're like, oh.
Got to throw these boxes out. Fuck.
Hell yeah, dude.
telling you, man. Man pond, ass napkin. Do something. Keep the streaks.
I get those fucking hot, warm farts when I get nervous.
Oh, my gosh.
And I like to plane up, dude. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but can you imagine, though, you're flying, like, you know, God knows the bullshit he's talking about. He's just, like, bullshitting about whatever, you know. Oh, we need to feed the
hungry
in Africa.
Somebody was praying the door and a plane flew off.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to his bullshit.
Maybe the pilot was taking one for the team, taking one for the world.
I like bottom. Yeah, he's probably mad at Bono for not doing anything for the fucking Middle Eastern people or whatever. But you think, well, he was the only one on that jet. Him and, like, other people around him. But the band wasn't on there. You think the band had something to do with it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm so sick and tired of this motherfucker. We need to get rid of him, like, now.
Simul shite.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little overbearing, you know, and he's got that, like, self-righteous shit going on or whatever. You know, it's funny. I've always been a fan of U2. I like the music that they put out, especially their old shit. You know, you grow up on it and you're like, oh, that was pretty good. But I'll be honest with you. I'm U2'd out.
Yep. That's why they had to give you their music.
No, that's not why. Dude, they'll sell out a million times over. That's not why. They got paid a lot of money.
Yeah, of course they did.
That was for the Apple thing. It was for the iPhone 6. That's all it was for.
Yep.
Fuck you too.
Exactly.
Fuck you too.
Oh, fuck us too. I thought you meant fuck you also.
Orale Guerrero in the chat room wants to know when Missy's going to rap. When she's going to rape.
When she's going to rape?
Yeah.
I'm going to rape.
R-A-P.
I know she's supposed to rap.
Has she raped yet?
I'm not.
Have you raped yet?
I'm rape free, thank you.
Okay. there's the answer to your
question.
Keep
your dick in your dress.
That's right.
She has not raped.
I've not raped. I wrote a rap song. I don't have it with me, but I wrote one.
There, you have to wait. You have to wait another week.
Another year. Another 2 years. I know you did.
Yeah. You should put it next to her her other project.
Yeah, well, that's what I do when she has a project.
What project's that?
The harp and the...
Harp.
What was the other one? Didn't we ever do something?
No.
One time? Yeah.
Just there was a rap song and the harp thing.
There was a bunch of them.
Yeah. Oh, the one was her idea where she'd do the F Mary Kill. Yep. Yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I already did it.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're out of your mind. You didn't do shit.
Well, yeah. Disappointment in chat. Opie Minded says, oh, we got to wait another week. Just freestyle.
I can't freestyle. You heard my freestyle. All I said was Mark had a beard, and it's really weird. That was as far as I got. I can't freestyle. I don't want to lose my street cred.
No,
shut the fuck up.
I hear you. I don't blame you.
Your street cred.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't blame her. Nothing. I wouldn't want to lose my fucking street cred
pull
either.
Pull your card.
There's your freestyle.
Some titties.
Drop your pants.
Fucker.
Yeah. So anyway.
So when's Eminem's new album coming out?
2 weeks.
Is
it? Last 2 weeks.
Has there
a week and a half?
Did they release any singles yet?
Mm-hmm.
Anything
Detroit,
good?
Detroit versus everybody. It's not just him.
No, it's him and a
It's
bunch
him
of
and Slaughterhouse and Yellow Wolf.
All right, never mind.
What?
Yeah,
the
it's
yeah,
not.
Yellow Wolf. I don't get
it's
Yellow
not,
Wolf.
I saw Yellow Wolf in concert.
He's
awesome.
He's a white country Alabama rapper.
He's
but,
southern rap, yeah.
Oh,
He's country rap.
I listened to his... Now
Does everything
big,
have to be a fucking gimmick
yes,
nowadays?
Now the big thing is called a cypher, where they just...
It's freestyle.
They stand in a circle. So Eminem did it big. He went to each person's area. And
yeah, it was really cool.
I don't... This guy was... It had to be the worst... Rap
the
I've
free
ever
world.
Heard. It was the worst thing I've ever heard.
His was. I thought Joe Budden's was worse.
Nah, fucking no.
And Joe Budden's one of my favorite rappers. And Yellow
he's
was
so
was
weird.
Better.
You're the first person. Joe Budden's mother doesn't even
he
say
has
that.
One, he has, Joe Budden's has one hit, and I don't even know if it's a hit.
Well,
you know,
I don't like an artist just because they have hits.
You know who's good?
Esther Baracco.
Esther Baracco is the shit.
Yeah. Isn't he president of the United States? America.
Oh, and Royce the 5'9" too. He's going to be on it.
I like Royce.
Yeah, Royce was good. He
I just hate
freestyle.
That fucking name.
They're
Royce the 5'9".
Real hip hop. Those guys. They're like
yeah,
MCs.
Royce was good.
Real rappers. Real MCs. Mm. Unlike you, because you won't freestyle.
No, I can't. I'm not a real.
You're more of a writer.
I would be a writer.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
Royce the 5'9".
Mm-hmm. He was good. He killed him.
No. I'm thinking about
what's
the name.
Missy's name? What was Missy's name?
My rap name?
Yeah. Missy the double D.
Tits the 5'4".
Tits the 5'4".
What's that mean? What's Tits the 5'4"?
Because you're 5'4". I don't know. Are you 5'4"?
5'1".
Whatever.
Tits the 5'1". Close enough.
Just laying down. Yeah, I don't know.
Jugs the 5'4".
I'm assuming Royce has to deal with the car. The Rolls.
I think it's his name.
Is it really?
I think so. I actually don't know.
Hyundai the 3.6.
Is he like 5'9"? Is that why his name is Royce the 5'9"?
I would guess so.
I don't know.
I wouldn't advertise that.
He was good in the cypher. In the cypher,
fuck?
It was good.
Whatever, what? Dude.
I'm 5'9".
You're not a rapper. Oh, there you go. I don't like all this talk about cyphers. Why is that the name? It was this Matrix now.
Yeah, dude.
It's so corny.
This is what they're doing, man.
That's what they call it now. A cipher is where
now.
But a cipher is where you freestyle, but no one interrupts anybody. So they go turn by turn by turn. That's why it's called a cipher.
It's not a battle.
It's not a battle.
How's it nobody interrupts them? There's like all black people in the room.
They're not watching a movie.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah, but everybody has to stay quiet until it's their turn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That alone is worth listening to. I want to see who stays quiet.
That last cipher was almost 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
The last cipher Eminem put out.
I didn't hear it.
Oh.
I didn't hear any cipher. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I just explained it.
I know, but you say that's what they're calling it now.
I just explained it.
I know it as battle raps.
But it's not a battle.
I saw G-Eazy in one, and he got he was the worst one out of all of them.
Wait, so it's not just Eminem and his crew doing it?
It's different people.
It's what it's called now, it's a cypher.
All of a sudden now, different fucking...
My head's going to explode.
Yeah, dude. It's not like when we grew up, man, where it was just...
Here, I'll bring up the definition for it.
No, because the definition of cipher is not that. Cipher has that word already existed pre that.
Well,
they're giving it a name, cipher.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one place a cipher would never take place. Here.
Right here. That would be the worst.
All we do is interrupt each other.
There's an urban.
Oh, okay.
Definition.
You have an urban one? All right. Well, if you have that, I thought you were going to read me the regular one. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to fucking hear it.
Okay. If you're freestyling, you rap in a cipher one after another. Interrupting another man will break the cipher unless he's next in line and the dude behind him is falling off.
And your ass will get stomped.
Yes. The same concept applies to burning. There is a set order to who hits next, like in a circle smoking weed. It's just like a circle, but you don't break it.
Like
tilt
a
your
circle.
Turn. But in this last cipher...
Left the circle, right the circle.
In this last cipher, they went to everybody's hometowns.
It sounds so stupid.
It does.
It was actually pretty cool.
It really does.
I liked it a lot. But then there's a new single called Detroit Versus Everybody that's pretty good.
What's it called?
Detroit Versus Everybody.
Oh, really? Because Detroit's like the...
Now, okay. Is it a cipher?
It's not a cipher. It's a song.
It's a regular song.
It's a regular single.
It's a shit sipper. Ay, ay, ay.
I mean, it was pretty good. Eminem was, he was back to being very angry in his rap. And
when isn't he angry?
It's a group joke.
Have you ever heard a song where he wasn't angry?
I heard a lot of songs where he wasn't
angry.
Well,
I guess, I guess the fucking, you know, hi, my name is, that kind of shit, but... God, he always seems like someone like shit in his cereal or something.
Say what you want about the guy now. His first four albums.
I don't disagree.
Cover to cover.
I don't disagree. Oh, yeah.
Drugs will take you down, man.
I don't think it's that, dude. I think everybody has a ceiling. You just can't keep coming up with fucking, you know, number one hits all the fucking time. You just can't.
Not everybody's Jay-Z. Yeah.
Well, not even Jay-Z. Jay-Z's put out some fucking lousy shit, too, you know.
He retired for that fucking 5 seconds.
Yeah, he retired and came back. Yeah.
That's an excuse saying I ran out of shit.
No, but he hasn't put another album out.
He doesn't need to.
No.
No, I understand, but at the same time, it just, you know, I like older Jay-Z than the newer Jay-Z.
I can understand
that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like that with almost everybody. They hit a point where they're just like, wow.
The
and then they just kind of taper downwards.
See, and this is the problem that I not problem, but I guess if I had a qualm, this would be the qualm.
Mm-hmm. Qualm.
Eminem's in his new freestyle. It was good.
Cypher.
But
get it right.
Okay, but it was. It reminded me of old Eminem, which was cool because it sounded like old Eminem. Like, yeah, like
bring this cipher up.
But at the same time, it was like, what are you saying? Like, nothing that you say has any validity to it anymore. Like, he's rapping about like, oh, I'm not on anybody's list and I don't care. And it's like, dude, everybody knows you're good now. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's like he's recycling the same thing over and over again. Like, everybody hates me, but
he's
it's
not
like,
talking about his mom anymore.
Yeah, and like nobody hates you anymore. Like, you're loved and you're on everybody's list. And, like, do you know what I mean? So it's like he's not really valid in his rap now. Because he's angry for no reason because everybody loves him. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt like that didn't make sense.
No, I'm not. I'm just, I just got horrible news.
What's wrong?
My parents are coming home for Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Mm, I'm here if you need any support.
Dago, Guinea, what? Greaseball, Goombas.
Continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No, but that was my biggest gripe with it, was that 15 years ago, Eminem saying this stuff makes sense.
Well, but now that's what made him big, his anger.
Yeah.
His you know, whatever. His fucked up life. And now he's got it made. He's got everything he
like,
wants.
Like, what are you mad about now? Well, like, that's what I was kind of thinking.
That's why he's no good anymore. He's washed up because he's got nothing to be angry about. Really. He made up with his mom, right? They're on speaking terms?
Yeah, I think they like. Okay, so, wrote a fucking apology somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. He made up with his ex.
Yeah.
They're like on civil terms. Are they actually together again or
I
no?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So he's just
going
as
back
dumb
to your
as every
ex
other.
Is always a smart idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck all
See
of
that, right? I'm with you, man. Yeah.
Me and Marco stand solidary.
Well, the two stupid people in the room. But, you know, it's just like, all right, so all the shit that you, all your hate fire has been completely put out.
He doesn't spit hot fire.
He doesn't spit hot fire anymore. He's all about, you know, he might as well write about his daughter's grades or some shit.
Well,
he's
I think that he needs. I think about. He needs to take the Ice Cube route at this point.
What, do movies? Shitty
yeah,
movies?
Yeah, and just start doing like family films.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that.
Like, he's got to, if he wants to keep making money, but he's got to.
Ride Along 2, starring Eminem.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And
Eminem
and,
was funny in some of the things that he acted in, like comedic wise. I mean, he didn't do very much, but like in The Wash, he was hilarious.
It was a bad movie.
It was a terrible movie. It was a terrible movie. Listen, but there's something funny and awesome
like,
about
it. Had a budget of
$1,000. Great acting in a shitty movie that doesn't really count.
No, like he was funny. You know, but I'm saying like he could probably do something funny.
You want to hear a bit of? Hear a bit of this freestyle?
Sure, play a little bit for me. Anger me, so
are
I.
Are you just playing Eminem's part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just playing Eminem.
So I can have some hay fire. Maybe I'll come out with an album.
I just turned Slaughterhouse to a quintet, began a trend set, murdered a friend's pet, made shit as ill as it can get, went in depth like a fucking vignette, and two bar skins wet. I'm already covered in sweat, and I wasn't even ready to come in yet. Ah.
I mean, you
is he Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
You could stop.
Muhammad Ali was a better fucking lyricist than he
down,
is.
Beat up a gal, start beef with a pal. Probably be wild till I'm wrinkled and see now. The rap god was a freestyle off the top of the dome piece while
better.
I was asleep on the couch.
No, it doesn't.
And
it
I'm
does.
Freestyling now.
He yells.
There's no music?
No. Not for this
then what the fuck do I want to hear this shit for?
There's no music in a cypher.
Yeah, there is.
You didn't say that.
Not in this cypher.
You didn't say that.
Not in this cypher.
Okay, well, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. You know what? All you have to do is take a pen and a piece of paper and just write a bunch of words that sound like the same thing, like rhyme a bunch of words, and just read the paper.
Well, there's no
that's
meaning.
The same.
There's no story.
Exactly. It's fucking terrible. That's not music.
That's what a freestyle is. You're really just, I mean.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
That's, no,
horrible.
First of all, no.
If you're good, you can tell a story off
yes,
the top of your head.
If you're good. You have to do it. He got better. You
I
didn't even say
I,
that, Marco.
Listen, I understand. Okay. I understand that you know he comes up with this shit in his head and does it like right there on the spot. But that doesn't
no.
make it good.
Exactly. And
you
me,
see what I'm saying?
Me and my friend Donnie were actually talking about it, and I said, you know, at points during the cipher, were you like kind of embarrassed for Eminem? And he was like, yeah.
I'm embarrassed for him right
okay.
now. I have usually douche chills.
There was points where it was so fucking good, but there was points that it was bad. For sure. Yeah, but the points that were good, I thought overrode.
I would be more interested if they brought in Future and a fucking DJ.
Cheddar Bob.
Yeah, and did all that shit. And they did a tour where they would just do that setup and have, like, you know, different rap artists come on and do it with them. That I would actually be more interested in that than this bullshit. This is fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's what they're doing.
Dude, this is bad. This is like a new gimmick. We don't need any more bullshit, man. What happened to the fucking... this is awful.
Listen to these rap names. Ready?
Oh, God.
Lil Durk. Rich Homie Quan.
Well, she did say that she had a quan about something.
High Dollar Sign.
Who are these people, though?
They're just people that did a cypher on BET Hip Hop Awards. Wiz Khalifa, Tukey Carter, Chevy Woods.
Who?
Chevy Woods.
Okay.
Troy Ave.
Farmers Boulevard.
Murder Mook.
Murder Mook.
Murder Mook.
Seems more like a suggestion than the name.
Chance the Rapper.
I like Chance the Rapper.
Of course you would. Chris lost it. Chris has lost it.
I think I just struck a chord with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Chris has lost it.
Objection! Extremely racist!
Like the Moulin Rouge wear that you watch on MTV?
Okay, after Murder Mook, what was it?
Meek Mills.
I like Meek Mills.
Meek Mills.
Meek Mills. He's a Philly guy.
Okay.
I don't know. That's
Alphabet Soup.
That's an awesome rap name.
Thank
Alphabet
you.
Soup.
Frank and Beans.
I fucking love that. Alphabet Soup is a cool ass name. I don't
you
know
can
why.
Have it. You can have
I
it.
I really like it.
It's yours. You can have it.
G-Eazy.
My nigga.
Loaded Lux.
Really? Cheese in a can? Spray cheese.
O-T
whip it.
Genesis.
OT Genesis. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Little Mama.
Little Mama.
D1. Logic.
A1.
Logic
steak
with
sauce.
A K?
Logic, is, no. Oh. The way you normally spell it. King Los. Oh, there's a new chick, a new Spanish chick. Snow the Product.
Oh, no shit.
Snow the product.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a cool name, too. I like it.
Snow the Product?
I do.
You want a sniffer?
what? The
what?
I don't know.
It got creepy.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I see. That's all I see right now.
Okay.
I mean, it's some bad name.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Little Mom has been around
You know
forever.
What? I'm convinced. If you can't come up with a good rap name,
like Alphabet Soup,
right? Then you shouldn't rap.
Yeah,
because like it just doesn't make any sense to me at all to have a shitty fucking rap name. You know what I mean? Like,
rap names are stupid to begin with. If you have a rap name, it should be like a nickname growing up as a kid and just kind of blossom.
Just something that's fucking cool, like something you could deal with, like, you know.
Leah, what's your favorite rap?
I don't think
name?
Eminem was called Eminem when he was a kid. He was called Rabbit, I'm assuming, right?
Well, no, yeah. I don't think that's true.
That's not true?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Eminem is just his
initials. Right, his initials. He probably was called Eminem.
Eminem is just his initials.
Oh, okay.
Spelled funny.
Well, why don't you just fucking do that then? With the Rabbit.
Like, probably get sued.
Because probably get sued by
himself?
Eminem's.
By Eminem's.
By Eminem's.
Yeah, but it's not spelt the same.
He made it up.
I just don't. I don't like Jay-Z. You know, it's
his name is Sean Carter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Jay-Z. Like, doesn't matter though. Jay-Z's not a shitty. G-Eazy's a shitty name.
That's
Woody Allen is a shitty name.
G-Eazy is a playoff of his real name.
Okay,
yeah.
But that makes sense. So he gets a pass.
Yeah,
but I mean, if it's not a play on something that's true,
yeah, but that's plain. It's like saying, let's call you F Money. Like it's.
Well, G-Eazy, his name is...
I know, because it sounds like I hate money.
But his name is...
F-Money, bitch. Pay me in Skittles.
But G-Eazy's name is Gerald Earl. Gerald Earl, G-Eazy.
I mean, you would know more than me.
You know what I mean? Hoodie Allen, that's not even... His name is not even like that at all.
I guarantee you he's Jewish.
His last name's like Rodakowski or some shit.
Here's the deal, though. G-Eazy's getting a lot of respect from all these fucking old school
G-Eazy's
people.
People love G-Eazy right now.
They're just, people are just loving him.
I haven't heard one song that's...
He's not on the radio yet. He's on a record label finally.
No, but I YouTubed him because I want to see why you make such a big deal, and I wasn't impressed at all. I didn't think – there wasn't one fucking video of a song, even if it wasn't a video, if it was just a song. I couldn't sit through it. It was just terrible.
Okay. You don't like Drake, right?
Not really, no.
He's like the white Drake. He's an acquired taste.
I don't like white rappers, period. There's only a fucking
– That's racist.
I just – dude, they suck. I know you're a Vanilla Ice guy. I'm sorry.
No, you know why? You know why they suck? Because they try to be something.
Exactly. Right. I mean, Eminem gets a pass. He's like the only one that actually was worth listening to. He's talented. But honestly, there's not. I mean, you know, MC Search.
I mean, he's well respected, though, in the rap community.
Yeah, but he
but that was like that was his old shit. Like, I liked it. You know, I grew up on it. I you know. Vanilla Ice, really?
Well, he was like a mockery of the whole thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of fucking white rappers where you're just like, you know. Yeah. There's a, who's that one dude? Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, he's good.
He's got, I like that one song. I don't know anything else he sings, but because it's catchy.
Yeah, he's real.
It's catchy.
He was just here.
He was.
With
right here?
right in here.
Yeah, we had him in the studio.
I missed it. Jesus Christ.
She came earlier. You wouldn't have lost.
Like,
your
see, that's spot. That's a fucking that's a good rap name, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, like that's yeah, because it's like the old school gangster.
And you know? You want to hear a funny story though?
What?
His like initials are MGK. Obviously, mm-hmm. Some like little kids like write to the station sometime, mm-hmm. And like, but they're writing to Machine Gun Kelly, but they think that he like lives at my job. Yeah, it's really adorable.
That's funny
because they're like really young. They're like fucking like 8 years old.
Oh, that's good that they're listening to that. Good parenting.
Why are 8 years old writing letters to rappers?
Right. I don't know. That's creepy. Yeah. I want to sit on your lap, not Santa's. That's, I don't know.
So do you like white female rappers? Do you like?
I don't
you,
like white females in anything.
Like, are you on this Iggy Azalea train right now?
She's terrible.
No.
Yeah, I don't
know.
No, like
no,
either.
No. Although, I have to say this. I watched her on, I watched the episode of Saturday Night Live with Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. It was the Halloween special. Mm-hmm. It was actually pretty funny. I
saw a couple of real funny skits.
YouTube the Jim Carrey family reunion. That was the best. But anyway, she was the musical guest. Uh-huh. Does this girl have the most amazing fucking ass? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She got,
ooh,
right.
She got a
is
fat
that,
ass.
Is that for real or is that a that shit didn't look real. Because she's all right.
They're
like,
saying
real,
they're saying they're butt playing.
She's like, real thin, but she's got this like beautiful like from the front you can see like this beautiful like side hip thing going, and then when she turns to the side, it's like what? Yeah. Like it is like the top loop of a bee.
It's like it's like rumored to that she has like she's injecting cement and all that other stuff.
Cement?
I don't know like about that. Thing. I think that
that's,
I think
no, that's the thing.
Dangerous.
That's what black people do. It. Black girls.
Cement?
Do it. Yeah, it's not like it's called cement. It's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just something.
I'm thinking there's all like cement.
No, it's called.
They're throwing up a big fucking a big fucking needle.
It can kill you though.
You
if,
think?
You, if you do too much of it.
Fucking right.
Yeah, but they're saying that because she's like a. She's Australian, though.
It's all right. I'm fucking drinking paint. She, yeah, she's Australian or whatever. But yeah, I was really impressed with that ass.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Whoa. Is that for real? So. Yeah. No, I'm not a big fan of the white rap
white female
chicks.
Rappers.
What, who's a white female rapper? Besides her? Is she a rapper?
Yeah, she's
a
rapper.
She's considered a rapper.
Oh, is she? I didn't know. I had no idea.
And that's why rap music sucks.
Did you not listen to her performance? You just looked at her?
Good question.
No, I did, but I was really fascinated. When she took her coat off and they showed all the... I was like, my hearing like died. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it was time to...
Yeah, she raps like a southern rapper, kind of.
She does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's T.I.'s...
She's T.I.'s
okay.
Protege.
Yeah,
she
banged
him to get signed, yeah, that kind of...
Good for her.
Yeah, good for him.
Get naked, you strange whore!
No, I'm not on that kick.
Yeah.
That song, I can't get that song out of my mind.
The fancy song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that song.
It's all because of that phone commercial. It's just stuck in my head.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, who's another female white rapper?
I don't know. I guess there isn't really any.
Yeah, I couldn't name him.
She's, like, huge right now, though.
Really?
Huge.
I didn't know.
She went from, listen to this shit, she went from, this is all within a year. She played the Trocadero.
Uh-huh.
The tickets were $9.65.
Uh-huh.
Then she played the TLA. In January or February, she's playing Wells Fargo Center.
Good for her. Oh, is she from Philly? Why is she here all the time?
No, Philly's just like a pivotal spot.
New York, touring. Philly, yeah. LA,
okay.
Chicago.
But like how, within a year?
Yeah, good for her. I mean, she
her
obviously...
Her and Snoop Dogg just had like a huge like Instagram Twitter beef going on. It was fucking hilarious.
He is neither one is intimidating to me.
He is falling off.
He posted this picture of like the White Chicks. Like Marlon Wayans from the White Chicks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And he's like, oh, look at Iggy Azalea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was funny as shit.
Right, that's funny.
So she went back at him, and she, like, put him on blast for, like, because apparently he would.
She should have took a picture of, like, a long, thin
Dude,
turd.
You know what she was?
Be like, oh, check out Snoop.
She was the, she got dressed up as the White Chick for Halloween.
Oh, really?
That's what she did. Yeah, but they, T.I. went up piecing up the whole beef, but.
T.I. pieced it up.
He pieced up the whole beef.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Like, well.
Why?
Yeah, you're like, your
what do you mean?
Your language is just unacceptable.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, he just pieced up the whole beef.
You know what I
mean.
In
the motherfucking hizzy.
Hey, Iggy, calm down.
Oh, my God.
You'd
anyway.
Be perfect for a
Nikki
black
Azalea.
Radio show.
I would be somebody that they would make fun of.
What would your rap name be?
Alphabet Soup.
Oh, okay. You are
I love
taking
that
it.
Shit.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
Are you taking that? All right.
I swear to God, that's such an.
Well,
awesome
if you didn't
name.
Hear that, what would have been
Piggy Azalea?
Hey, you dick! I hate you,
Piggy Azalea,
fucker.
I thought it would have been like, I don't know.
What?
MC Gusher. Some shit like
Spaghettios.
That. Spaghettios and Gushers.
Spaghettios and Gushers.
I like Chris's name for you, Chef Boyardee.
Oh, that's too long.
That's true.
I like Alphabet Soup.
Okay.
I don't know why. All
right.
I like it. Do you think there's a rapper already named that? It's such a good name.
I doubt it. I'm sure you would have heard about him.
There's so many rappers out now.
You seem to find all the disgusting low-rent rappers.
Listen, G-Eazy, it's real simple what happened there. He is hot as fuck.
See, that's not a good...
Listen, he wears skinny jeans.
Is that the one where I compared him jacket? And... what's his face? The white rapper. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Is that the one that I compared the two in the email?
Yes.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guy looks like a fucking asshole.
James or
Jeezy.
He looks like he's
is it James
like
Dean
James
a rap,
James?
Yo.
He
what?
Is.
And did he dress like that in that video for the video?
He
so he doesn't normally
like that all the time. He always wears.
He has
the
like
same
a fucking hair is like covering his eyes. He just looks like a fucking dweeb.
No, he wears his hair slicked back. He looks like a.
Maybe it wasn't the same. Are you sure, Mark? I don't think you were right about that. That's probably not the guy I used.
He
is it
looks,
Hoodie Allen.
Maybe it was Hoodie Allen. I compared the two.
I don't remember.
He
don't
looks
know.
Like a 1950s. Is it 50s?
Yeah, no, that's not the guy then.
Yeah, he wears a black.
No, the guy I'm talking about looks like he has like a Beatles haircut, like down to his.
Oh, that's Sunreal.
No, yeah.
Oh, that's Sunreal.
That's Sunreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but there's a lot of.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We really lost this, man. Yeah.
Miss
really
Sunreal and
cocksucker.
Oh, fuck out of here.
There's a rap name.
Cocksucker.
Well, anyway, Jeezy.
If rap music was the way it was in the 90s, you would never even heard of these motherfuckers.
No, it's YouTube. I was actually, I went to a Hoodie Allen concert. G-Eazy was opening up for him. And I was like, who is this fucking smoking hot motherfucker? And then I became a fan.
Okay.
That's what happened. That's exactly
what happened. Yeah, see, I don't get influenced by looks
that's
to the
bullshit.
Point where I become
that's
a fan.
Like, that's like me saying Scarlett Johansson's a great actress.
So
and just
you
loving it because she's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's great. She's
but
the best
you can
ever.
Think that.
No, you can't.
It's bullshit.
That's not
biased.
Being, yeah, that's
yeah,
what I mean. You're
he's
biased.
He's swoonable.
What?
He's swoonable.
Get out. No, that's my point. You are biased because you can't be objective about something.
Listen, this
if you
is the
think
thing.
A guy is hot, then no matter what he does for a living, he's fucking awesome at it.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not
Yo,
true.
Yo, he's a great garbage man.
That's the same thing as Fab hearing Iggy Azalea on the radio. I'm like, wow, this is terrible. And then seeing her on SNL, I'm like, oh, no, she's not that bad.
No, right. Listen, I can differentiate.
Like,
I'll be honest
with you. I really do seriously have feelings for Katy Perry. Like, really. I love her. Like, if I saw her, I would probably need to be restrained.
Okay.
I have, like, a serious infatuation with her.
Okay.
I can't listen to her music.
You're a creepster.
Her music is great.
I was in a department store not too long ago, and I heard a Katy Perry song on the Muzak thing, whatever. You know, whatever. And, you know, I know when it's Katy Perry. Like, I could tell when it is. But that doesn't mean I could sit there and listen to it.
Right. This is the difference between me and you, is that him being hot is what made me become a fan of his.
Oh, I'm a fan of hers.
No.
But naked.
But then listen. But then
I'm a fan of
her
pussy.
Yeah.
I got into his music, and I'm a fan of his music as well. If he puts out something shitty, I'll say it's shitty. But I legitimately like everything that he puts out.
Right, but that's my point, though. Like, it is.
It's not because he's
not. I think it's clouded your judgment on what's good.
That's not true, because
I think if he looked like me, you probably never would have listened to anything, or you'd be like, this shit sucks.
Listen, when it's
no, if he looked like you, then she would evaluate him based on his music.
Right, but she would have realized that the music's terrible.
Listen,
yes, you guys, this is G-Eazy we're talking about. Yeah. Is G-Eazy good?
No.
Okay.
No. If he was,
that's the only thing I trust his opinion on is rap music. We have similar tastes.
You're
that's
lying.
I don't. If he was good, I'd be putting him in my.
Dave, you even tried? Because you said before that you didn't think it was too bad.
It's not bad, but it's not good enough for me to.
Okay.
To bring into.
Listen, when Eminem put out Relapse, I love Eminem. He's one of my number one musicians of all time. I think he's hot. The whole spiel.
See?
Why
does it have to come down to
that? Yeah, it's got to come down to it. Who's ugly that you like?
Like music-wise?
She likes the show.
No, she doesn't.
What, like rapper-wise?
Whatever, anything.
I like Hoodie Allen. I don't think he's cute. I love Jay-Z. I don't think he's attractive.
You don't like camels?
But what I'm trying to say is I'm not biased, because when Eminem put out that garbage of an album, I even know.
Which one? Relapse? What songs were on that?
3 a.m. was the only single off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was bad. I was sad for him because I could recognize that it was shitty. So don't say that I'm biased and I'm going to like everything they do. Just right now, nothing that. Jeezy has legitimately 20 songs. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like,
but
it's
he's got
be
the
hard.
Respect, man. He really does. He's got the
What the fuck does that mean to me?
Nothing from you.
Listen, he's soft. He's Drake. He's a soft rapper. Like, he's a white Drake. Okay. I like that. I like his style.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You ain't going to get all fucking cunty, man. Okay.
I'm not being cunty.
I'm not saying that this time. Not about this. I'm just saying I don't know anything about him.
I'm telling you.
I tried to listen to some of his music, and it ain't for me.
I think honestly, you don't like Drake either. Right?
Not really, but I'd rather listen to Drake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like more mainstream. He's better. He's like popular.
I think he's more talented than what I heard of G-Eazy. I think G-Eazy.
I could probably agree with that.
I think G-Eazy's
like
a little. Honestly, I think.
Yeah, but he could put out a song, man, and hit you out of nowhere. I mean, you never know. Like, G-Eazy can come and release a song, and you'll be like, oh, that's not bad.
I'm trying to think if that has ever happened in my life where I absolutely hated some artist, and then
if you're open-minded,
a song completely
come back and win you over.
I'm trying to think.
I think that Fabio could do that.
I'm trying to think.
Well, here, you hate Kanye West, but you do like some of his music.
I do.
Yeah, that's a good example.
I like more his collaboration work than anything. I don't like his own.
See, I really like his music. I just hate him.
I fucking hate Jesus Walks. I never liked that song. I think that's a shit song.
I like that song.
Honestly. I think it's terrible. And I hate more of his music than I like. I mean, honestly, there's nothing. I like Otis because it's got Jay-Z in it.
You know, that's a great fucking song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with Kanye.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
The beat is off the chain.
Kanye did it again. You're a genius, nigga.
But the genius. Kanye, I don't like his voice. I don't like his speech. You know, I don't like anything about him. I don't like his face. I don't like nothing.
Yeah. There
so you basically, go. You probably would have liked him before the horrific car accident he was in.
No, I don't like. I didn't like him then, and he should have died in that car accident.
Well, he was a producer before that.
Whatever.
Well, he said he doesn't like his face and his speech, and that's.
I just don't like anything about him. He rubs me the wrong way.
Music-wise, I think he's one of the most talented people in the world, but I hate him as a human being when he speaks. Like, even at shows, I want to punch him in his face. I hate his whole Kardashian spiel, everything about it. But my God, I think he's an innovator.
Do you think it's the success that went to his head, or do you think he's just a fucking asshole?
He's always been insane like this.
Okay.
Like, he's been crazy.
You think he's an innovator?
I do.
Do you think that's a fair
My best way to describe him when I talk to like, other people
about it.
Because
he's done nothing that Jay-Z hasn't done before him.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, I want to hear. I want to hear your side.
Okay, you know when Trent Reznor, like with the Nine Inch Nails, how he kind of got experimental with the music and he went more like electro and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like Kanye did that with hip hop, and he went more his album that just came.
Oh,
out,
you're
Jesus.
Talking. About, so you're talking about like
he's changing the game.
I don't know.
The game didn't need to be changed. It was fine. Everybody's changing and they're putting out garbage.
Yeah.
And I understand it, but that's music. It evolves. Like that's the. It's always going to go that.
You're saying like he used more like music type shit.
He thought outside of the box.
No. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
He
like
just thought outside of the box.
Like for instance, Jay-Z and Linkin Park together.
Yes,
was
that
groundbreaking.
Was something out of the box. That was something out of the ordinary.
And and Kanye's like
be in a box.
What? And I can get you guys
rap
not
and rock
liking
was
it.
Groundbreaking then.
No,
they've been doing that for 20 years.
The mashup.
No, but the way they
Well, the only other people that did it was Public Enemy and Anthrax. I don't know anybody else.
And Aerosmith
and Run-DMC.
Yeah, but that was...
That was like pop music, though, I felt.
But that was...
And not really a collaboration, but bands in the 90s like Rage Against the Machine and Limp Bizkit, that was rock.
But
rock
if you hear Walk This Way without Run-DMC, the only thing that's different is there's no rap in it.
Right.
So
that was the 80s.
Yeah, but this is different. The way that they took Linkin Park and Jay-Z is that they would mash the song completely.
Yeah, I know what
you're
saying.
It wouldn't just be Linkin Park's beat and Jay-Z rapping. It would be like Jay-Z's beat with Linkin Park on top of it and everything.
I kind of still don't see the innovation part of it, and I'll tell you why. Because you know who was pretty popular with using different types of sounds? Mm. Busta Rhymes.
I agree, but Kanye took it to a whole other level.
But see...
That's what I'm
saying. I still
saying.
Don't see where I don't see that level.
Did you listen to Jesus?
I'm sorry.
Did you listen?
Bless you.
Did you listen to the album Jesus? Did you listen to all of Kanye West's last?
Probably
album?
Not.
I would know.
That's the thing. If you listen to it, it's so different.
Don't waste your time.
No, it's different than any music I've ever heard.
I
in
couldn't
my
get through
the
preview
life.
On iTunes.
Yeah.
I loved it.
See,
loved
that's
it.
Why. Yeah, but and that's why I. And don't take this the wrong way. I don't trust your.
And I get
you know
that.
Why? Because I see that you and I, when it comes to music, we clash
we
really
don't
bad.
Eye to eye at all.
Right? Like what I think is good, you don't. What you think is good, I think isn't. So
right. Here, look at it this
it's
way.
It's hard for me to agree. I can see sort of how he has done things that are like not like they're unorthodox, like different.
Yes.
But I don't see him as being an innovator. I really don't. There's nothing about it that's innovative to me.
I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of Kanye West, but I do like a lot of his music. Mm. I couldn't get through Yeezus, man. It's terrible.
Why is it called Yeezus?
Because he calls himself
Kanye. That's what he calls
Kanye,
himself.
Kanye. He says he's Jesus now. That's his thing.
He has a song on the album saying that it's featuring God, and it's just him. Swear to God.
Swear to Yeezus.
Swear to Yeezus.
This guy,
Jesus Christ, what a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I thought it was great. You would probably fucking hate it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not good.
I loved it.
It's not good.
This is the asshole that's blessed to have all this fucking fame and money and live the life he does.
See,
you know
like
what probably pisses him off? He, you know, he made a lot of great
three
beats for Jay-Z.
Making fun of him?
No.
No.
He did a lot of music, and he became the height of his popularity is when he started fucking Kim Kardashian, a girl who's done nothing.
Wasn't. You know what was the height of his when he fucking shit on that white country
Taylor
chick,
Swift.
Which, by the way, in
that
hindsight,
started it.
Yeah, that started it. You know, in hindsight, though, I was really pissed off at him, but I really fucking hate that cunt too. Like they should both They should both hit each other head on in the fucking
when you
car.
First hear about it, you're like, wow, that's really like fucking
it is,
rude.
It was still a dick move.
Yeah, but at the same time, then when you think about it, it's like, well, look, it's Taylor Swift. Fuck her.
Yeah, no, I hear
she's
you.
Got nothing but she's bad things to say about guys.
Well, no, every fucking song she makes is about a breakup, which
well, maybe
it's just like,
stop fucking everybody she meets.
But here's my thing is this. Don't you think at this point she should probably be like, you know, maybe it's me.
Like she does.
She's like psycho, I think.
Yeah,
that doesn't excuse the fact that Kanye acted like an N-word.
In her new album.
Oh, like, come on, he did. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you motherfucker!
In her new album, she does acknowledge that. You need to understand something, too. All the guys that she dated that were musicians.
Yeah.
They all wrote songs about her, too.
They did?
Yes.
Like what? I want to hear one.
What's John Mayer's song you wrote about her?
I forget.
I didn't
they
hear
did. The, well, One Direction did. Like
the whole band fucked her?
No, one did.
One Direction, two inputs.
Oh, my God. But, like, yeah.
I got to hear that song.
Here's
that
a song.
Pussy stinks.
Yeah, here's a song about her.
You have AIDS. I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
She said she's only been with one dude. You know who took her virginity? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Did she write a song about him?
Oh, yeah.
She wrote seven
songs
about
him. Dude, he took her V-card.
Good for him.
And then dumped her.
He wrote a song about her, too.
Two eyes are blue and curls are brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay, so who was that song for, the one she sang that they parodied for the Eagles a couple years ago with Andy Reid? The Never Ever song.
Oh, Getting Back Together?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That was for him?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did he
try to get back
that song?
With her,
oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. You ever fuck a virgin?
What do you mean? She's hot.
She's pretty. She's pretty.
She's got some stamina.
I'm not saying
her too.
Anything about her look.
Okay.
She's a good looking woman, a girl, whatever.
Yeah.
But
she's like 24 now.
But doesn't matter. She's just like, she's such a cunt. It makes her uglier.
Why do you think she's a cunt? That's so bizarre.
Because.
Poor slut bitch.
Thanks,
like,
Peter.
It's so weird.
Peter's got my back. Because, like, she's always so hateful to men in her songs.
They dog her out.
How do you know it's them?
Well, you don't know. That's what
isn't it? Like, maybe she's fucking psycho.
Yeah.
And that's why they get rid of her.
Isn't it fucking weird that every fucking hit she puts out has to do with some fucking
dude?
Well,
they say she's very clingy.
Oh, my God. Her song her single that's out right now is all about
I love Box.
It's called Black Space. Blank Space.
Oh, Black Space? I bet.
She's trying something good.
But no, she talks about
she ain't got the ass for that.
She talks about how she's insane. It's all about herself.
Okay, so then,
yeah,
so maybe I'm on to something then.
I think she knows that.
Right, but my point is like, she just seems like a fucking cunt.
I don't think it makes her a cunt. You get inspiration from the life that you live and you make music off
of it. I'm saying she's like, if she's writing songs about her relationships gone wrong, don't you think at some point, instead of talking shit about the guy in the song, you should look at yourself in the mirror?
And that's what she's doing now.
No, she's not. Yeah, the crazy part, but let's be honest. She could fucking write a real song about, if you want to say life experience, then be truthful.
Yeah.
You know, write a song like, maybe I should wash my pussy more. You know, maybe I shouldn't have a hairy box.
What's Shake It Off? That's that song, Shake It Off.
Yeah.
What'd she write that about?
That's just about like,
shaking jizz off her face.
Yeah. That's about
a fun song.
How do you know she's not like one of them girls, like, you know, whatever you do when you bust a nut, don't go anywhere near me. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, she could be cunty like that.
So?
Like, ew, nowhere near me, not on me, not around me.
So what? She's 24 years old. She's finding herself when she's 30. She's probably going to sit there and go, oh, God, I was such a cunt when I was younger, writing songs about everybody.
You know what? She's the second coming of – she's going to be another Jennifer Aniston. She's going to be someone who's just misfortune.
Nobody wants to marry her.
Yeah, nobody. Right, right. They're just going to keep dumping her to the point where she is like – her insides are dead. You know
Jesus.
What I mean?
No, Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus
fucking Christ. That was dark. You guys want to take a break?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
All right.
When we come back, I'm going to play a special voicemail.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You want to talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
No.
Jesus Christ. Hey, we're back. It's snowing outside. Just give everybody a heads up on New Jersey right now.
It's snow the white rapper lady.
it's snow the snow product leopard. Outside.
Informer.
Snow leopard.
Oh, God.
Informer, yeah. Snow.
Snow.
God damn it.
Canadian
rapper.
That
was really bad.
He was more of a reggae type of...
Whatever.
Yeah, that definitely
needs... Informer.
Lucky boom boom down.
Garbage.
I'm at...
What was that?
That was snow.
No, it's big wet snow outside right now, though, in New Jersey.
That's a good rap name, Big Wet Snow.
Hey, I'm just glad that I'm Alphabet Soup.
Hey, man.
I'm digging it.
Start using that.
Yeah. Alphabet Soup.
After you rap, it's going to be your alter ego.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's going to be your alter ego now.
I love it. I'm going to rap about Dr. Seuss and shit.
I can't wait.
I'm going to rap like Dr. Seuss. That's going to be my whole spiel. That's going to be my gimmick, is that I'm going to be like the children's rapper. I'm going to be the voice for the children.
Shit.
This country's going to hell.
Oh, shit.
Alphabet Soup.
In the motherfucking his house, kids.
Yeah, except I'm going to be creative with my cursing.
Oh, you are?
Like, yeah.
Like what?
Mother effing is what? Too obvious, so I would have to go somewhere else. I have to be...
Mother
I would
effing.
Make up my own fucking curse words so that the kids would be able to curse and their parents wouldn't know. They would have to, like, Alphabet Soup dictionary.
Alphabet Soup
shit.
Loves the children.
Alphabet Soup loves the children.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Listen... That's how we're going to get rich and famous. Rapper for the kids. They're going to have little dolls that's going to say, like...
Shut the fuck up for a second!
That's funny.
All right, we'll go to that voicemail.
Yeah, go ahead.
From our pal.
Clear your throat first.
I can't.
Lo and behold, you Jersey cocksuckers! This is your majesty, the potato king. Bow down to my mighty potato cock. All hail the potato king. May the potato king prevail. And hail my dick. Potato king out, fucker.
You got another one.
I think that is good.
You got another one.
One more from the king.
Go fuck yourself.
You motherfucker, you.
And that's what the potato king brings to the table.
bring some potatoes. Starving.
For some French fries.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, you ain't eating anything in my fucking house.
Fuck you!
Some starch will bind me up.
Wow, that was interesting. Thanks, Potato King. You have his phone number? I'm going to call and leave a shitty message there, too.
He did it. He blocked it. He's smart. He blocked it because we'd call.
Potato King, we need to know more about you.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Send an email explaining who you are a little bit.
He's the Potato King.
Yeah, but I want to know more. Where is Potato King land?
I don't give a fuck.
I want to feature him on one of my songs.
How many people in your kingdom?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
What else you want to know about him?
Is he as hot as G-Eazy?
He doesn't sound hot.
Oh, boy.
You got a fucking problem with that?
I mean, I don't know.
What's he sound like?
He sounds like...
Nerdy.
That's fucking disgusting.
He doesn't sound nerdy. He's too mysterious.
No.
No.
He sounds corny. What?
Maybe that's what Potato King is all about, the corniness.
I mean, his emails were kind of funny because, you know, you're not hearing the voice. Now that I heard the voice, it's like... Yeah, it's like if you met a sexy chick, like say on a message board or something, you're like, wow, this girl's dirty. She's fucking sounds like a fucking whore, you know? Like,
yeah.
you and then like you call her on the phone and Lois picks up the phone.
Maybe I like fat guys.
It's kind of like the fucking. The charm like washes away at that point.
Maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now.
Okay. Could you change your voice, please? Yeah, it was very.
You're dissing the king.
Listen, man, I appreciate the. I'm sure he's a good dude, but.
You want him to come with something more clever?
No, you know what? No, that's cool. What he did was fine. I'm only busting balls. I really don't give a fuck. But at the same time, I expected too much. As Missy said last week, I shouldn't have such high expectations. And she's right. So.
Expectations.
So to the Potato King.
Don't call back.
Redeem yourself.
No. The Sofa King says thank you.
Take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
Oh, my God. Are you guys going to rush out to see Dumb and Dumber 2 this weekend? Anybody?
I'm rushing out.
I know you won't, Missy.
No, I'm not.
No, I got to see it this weekend. I think Sunday I'm going to go see it. You guys are going to be in Canada.
Yeah, I'll be away for the weekend.
Oh, I can't wait to hear next week's show.
Need a date?
You shouldn't have such high expectations.
You're right, Chris. I did it again. You're right. Yeah, I want to see it. I think it's worth seeing, considering it's been so fucking long. I'm just curious to see if they can pull off being, you know, like what they were.
It seems like it's going to be exactly like the first movie.
Probably. Most
so
sequels
it'll
are.
It'll probably be funny, right?
Well, I mean, they need to stop showing different commercials for it because I think they're giving away the whole movie.
Watch none of
they're
this
probably
stuff
playing
will probably
the
be
funniest
in it.
Part.
Yeah, that's, well, that's what most people... Yeah.
They're
most,
probably playing stuff that's not even in the movie.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If you're expecting it to be funny as the first
no,
one.
No, I'm not.
Don't expect
no, I'm
it.
Not. It's more of a novelty thing. You know, like, I love the first one. Absolutely love it. I still, to this day.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest movies ever.
Yeah. And because it was so unexpected when you saw it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, it's more of a novelty thing. It's like, wow, I got to watch, you know? I'd rather that be number one in the theater than some bullshit movie that's out this week. Some fucking shitty drama, romantic drama or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck's out this week. But.
Me neither. Everybody's just talking about this, so.
Yeah.
Nothing good, I don't think, in movies right now.
Mm-mm. No. No, what's the number one movie? That fucking cartoon. Or not cartoon. Well, yeah. That Pixar movie is number one at the bottom. Big Hero 6? That's the number one movie this week. Is it? Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know what the... I honestly can't even tell you what the fuck that thing is.
I don't...
It's like a big pillowcase.
Isn't it a robot?
Is that what it is? Because it looks like a big fucking balloon. And then he puts on like armor or some shit. I don't understand.
He looks like a big pillow.
Yeah. And then he puts on this armor and makes him look like a robot, sort of. Yeah. And I don't understand.
It doesn't look good to me, so I didn't want to go say it.
Hey, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like some kids' movies.
Oh, I do too. The Incredibles is like one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. It actually is my favorite out of all those types of movies.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I can't wait for the second one.
Mine's How to Train a Dragon.
I never seen that one.
Is it a dragon?
You would like it.
That's really?
That's who you use for your imaginary dragon, right? Yeah. Your imaginary friend.
Toothless. Toothless is the name of the dragon.
No, I think you said it was Rufus.
No, that's the name in the movie. His name is Toothless.
But
my imaginary friend was based off of Toothless.
Okay, I got you.
Now, what's his name?
Rufus.
No.
No, what was it?
I don't know. It's your fucking friend.
We haven't talked since then.
Chuck Smoke.
Chuck Smoke! Nice.
That's it.
Good call.
I was like, why? Chuck Good Smoke. Call. Yeah.
Mark, are you all right, dude? You're like really coughing.
Can't get that semen out of my throat.
Yeah, man.
He did. He had O-Town on Sunday.
Yeah.
Four dicks right in that mouth.
So graphic.
So quick.
Wow. You fucking cocksucker.
Kudos to you, miss. She was on it.
Oh, man.
Four dicks right in that mouth.
Fucking faggot.
Missy was on it.
That was great.
Good for you, miss.
Thank you.
Even if I'm the butt of your joke.
Well, I appreciate it. Cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Holy shit.
I want to know what that thing is now. What's it called?
I don't care.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know.
Big Hero 6?
That's it.
Big Hero 6.
Is this the sixth one, or is that...
No, that's just the name of the movie.
That's so weird.
Well, talk to Bill Cosby. Leonard Part 6. What happened in the first five?
Yeah.
That was a piece of shit movie, too. Mm-hmm. That's probably the worst movie ever made.
How many girls did he rape in that movie?
Who, Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
Why, he got accused of rape?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Numerous times.
Really?
Yeah.
30.
What?
30 counts.
Of rape?
That were charged against him over the past 30 years.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's all coming out right now.
Right now? Like, literally? Now, like how recent?
This week.
This week.
This was years ago he used to do this shit. But there's one woman that it's coming back with it. She came back out with it, and now it's starting to pick up some ground.
Okay.
But in the past, he's been charged with this when he was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Even when he was on the Cosby Show, that's when
now.
This last one happened.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's in, just to let everybody know, it's an inflatable robot, the Big Hero 6 guy. Yeah,
that sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so Bill Cosby. He was in Philly over the weekend, and this reporter like got up with him, and he was like, "Hey, do you have anything to say about all the allegations of rape?"
I'm so not a raper.
And you have to see the video because he's super creepy. He was like, "Wait, hold on, I want to answer this." And he walks over to him, and he leans into him, and he goes, "No," and then he just smiles real creepily.
Did he walk away?
He did a Bill Cosby smile.
Did he really?
I was like, yeah, it was fucking creepy.
Yeah.
He was like, put in. Yeah, it was. And so then the person that does his social networking like tweeted out to like fans, like, hey, make memes out of Bill Cosby pictures. And it's all this insanely fucking.
That's smart, stupid. Like, I bet you that person got fired.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so. Some of this stuff was so bad because it was just like. About rape, and it was like incorporating pudding pops into raping, and like it was just, I was like, holy shit,
jam a Jell-O pudding pop up your asshole.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Oh, man.
But Bill Cosby doesn't seem to give a flying fuck, so.
Well, I guess if there's no proof, he does not.
No, but fuck Bill Cosby, because he goes around being the
you
moral.
You fuck him.
He goes around being like the more, telling people not to curse. He told anyone not to. Fuck you, you're a rapist.
Yeah, well.
Allegedly. I would say allegedly, because it's never.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Look, man.
You're a scumbag.
You don't know if it's true, though. You don't know if he really...
You don't.
Yeah. I mean, he's a multi-millionaire. The guy...
If there's one girl that says it, I'd probably side with Bill. Once it hits 30...
Yeah, but come on, man.
It's kind of like the whole Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah, but there was proof. There was actual proof. That's why he got in trouble. The kid described his dick to a tape.
He did.
I mean, that's pretty hard to do unless you've fucking seen it up close and personal. Although I do like Dave Chappelle's fucking version of it. Let me guess. It's long, black, it's got glitter on it. No, but honestly, I think it's kind of... Like, same thing with Mike Tyson. Like, you know...
That whole Mike Tyson thing was bullshit.
Yeah, come on, man. You know, the guy, he's a fucking target, you know? Did you hear the most recent... He did some interview... not too long, it was like a month or so ago, and someone, I think it was a British guy, brought up, he did like a British talk show or something.
Yep.
And the guy asked.
No, it was a black dude.
Was it?
Yeah.
It sounded like a British dude.
I think he was Canadian or something like
Whatever. He asked him about the rape thing, and it had nothing to do.
No. And Mike Tyson lost his shit.
Well, but he at first he was like.
Dude.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Right. Like, what is, you know, what the.
But it was 20 years ago.
Right, and then he turned around. He's like, you know what? You're a real piece of shit. You know? Like, he just lost his mind. He's like, come on, Mike. I'm just here. I gotta ask. You know?
No, don't.
Really, you're a piece of shit. Like, he just went nuts. The audio is great. You gotta listen.
Now,
to
if it happened a month ago, you gotta ask him.
All right,
The rape happened 20 years ago, or the alleged rape.
The alleged rape.
The come to my hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning to not have sex rape.
Right.
You want to
hear
here.
It? I'll see if there's. We got to go through the commercial first, but.
Okay.
I'll play. And this is what he says to him. Love YouTube.
Yeah, except for the fucking commercials.
Yeah.
Blood pigs.
Last time, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson was in Indianapolis. He was leaving jail.
Yes, I do believe I was wrongfully convicted because I didn't commit the crime.
Let's talk.
I was a young kid then.
No,
I'm
23
years old.
They fuck you, man, when they do that shit. That's not it. Fuck you with the YouTube videos.
First they drug you, then they fuck you.
All right, here we go. This should be it, hopefully.
Now, some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This can hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that. You know, because it's negative, and you're being negative. I met the mayor,
right.
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked to Lord George Travallo, who's a legend in your city, great man, with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, highs and lows.
It's so interesting because you come across like a night that was really a piece of shit.
Hey,
you
can come.
Fuck you, that piece of shit.
The Live TV.
Live TV.
Hey, I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
All right. You got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
And a lot of people are.
Where it
comes raw, and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot
it's
of people
the truth. Be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
Right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. We're actually going to Monaco on October 9th.
Mike
will
kill him.
It's going to be Monte Carlo.
Right. What?
Mike is it nerve wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nerve wracking for you to box?
Yeah.
How does it compare?
I don't know.
Now, it's really ludicrous. They laugh at the question.
We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Honestly, you're a piece of shit.
I would like to see
you're
him
ludicrous.
Get up and what happens after the camera.
I'm gonna eat
off.
Your children for breakfast.
Was he convicted of rape?
Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was bullshit.
I mean,
see, Mike always had a reputation of being a fucking whack job.
Right.
So he's an easy target. So a girl cries rape, And in this sense, they're going to believe her.
Mike was guilty before they even went to trial.
Fucking right he was.
Because I'm black, I mean, and because I'm crazy.
Forget the fact that he's black. He was a fucking monster.
Right. That's and right. You're friends with a monster.
Everybody in the world was scared of Mike Tyson in the early 90s.
Yeah, I was too, and I saw him through the TV. I was like terrified of him.
How long did he go to jail for?
A couple years.
3 years or something?
See, I thought that was for beating up Robin Givens. I thought that's why
that didn't
was
help
jail.
Matter.
No, he got a medal for that.
Yeah.
See, that's why I thought he went to. I never knew that it was.
You know,
rape.
Robin, you're acting like a real fucking cunt right now. I'm going to have to fucking beat you now.
Yeah, I actually know somebody who used to hang out with him in the 80s, like in the late 80s.
Really?
And he said that, like, of course, everything that everybody knows about him, that he's kind of like a loose cannon and he's crazy.
And he was really not.
And he said he was still like that, but he said he was like the nicest guy, too.
I bet
like
he was.
His sweet side was right. So much bigger
than
this.
I like butterflies and walks on the beach.
He loved birds. Pigeons. And, yeah, you know, pigeons. That's what he said, that he loved pigeons.
And I love tiny antholes.
He claps pigeons, man.
Yeah,
I clap booties,
them.
Too.
Isn't that a ghetto thing?
What? Clap
the
booties?
Clapping pigeons?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a signal the cops are coming.
It's flipping them, right? Flipping pigeons?
Yeah.
He raised the pigeons.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Missy, no, she's from the hood.
She's all
training
like
day.
Yeah, that's exactly, what it is. Right out of the movie. I run shit here.
24-hour lockdown.
I'm putting cases on all... I almost did the fucking...
Like, yeah, you're doing
my I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
Do the King Kong thing as Mike... As Mike Tyson.
Uh-oh.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
That's awesome.
That would have been a totally different movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Jake, whatever. My nigga.
Oh, my God, I read this
You
thing.
Got math wobbled.
That fight at the end wouldn't even happen.
No.
One punch Mike would have knocked him out.
He would have beat the shit out of everybody that fucking turned on him at the hood, too.
Oh, it's like that?
They'd shoot him 9 times, he'd
you
still be walking.
Shot me in the ass.
Oh, my God.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. You want to go home, Jake?
He's holding his hands up. I'm surgical with this bitch. I would, you know what? I still would have loved that movie.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I lost my train of thought.
Did you see his one-man show?
I did. It was pretty
so
good.
Funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So fucking funny.
Yeah.
He's real good.
Yeah. You never would have guessed that he could have pulled something like that off either.
He's got to keep... it's a whole show. He's just got to keep on... Just remembering
he seems
his
like
lines
a wild animal to me.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like,
it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Is he really remembering? He's just telling stories.
I don't know.
Probably the same stories he's been telling for 20 years, and everybody just dies laughing. He's
and
thinking, I can make some money off
right,
this.
Right, and somebody like that who probably has great stories, and obviously does.
He probably was telling a Jew this story, and the Jew's like, oh, you could definitely make
cha-ching.
Money off this. Yeah.
Wasn't it Spike Lee that did it? Is it Spike Lee that's doing it?
Is it? I don't know.
I thought he said
the Jew went to Spike Lee, said, hey, produce this.
I like Mike, man. I think he
how
got
could
a
you not?
Rap. I think he got a bad rap.
I don't think that he should have gotten a tattoo on his face.
I
but
agree.
I'm not one. To
I
judge.
Agree, but you know, look,
I don't
man.
Dig face tattoos at all.
He's never gonna.
That's
have a
the
real
only
job.
Place you don't mind tattoos.
No, it bothers me
really?
A lot. I don't know why. It really bothers me when people get tattoos on their face.
Yeah, I well, usually when I see – if I see somebody with a tattoo on their face,
no, I was just thinking,
I usually walk the other way.
Mike Tyson has a tattoo on his face, and he's a convicted rapist, and he probably still gets a ton of pussy.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Is he married now? Yeah. Isn't he married
is
now?
He?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's got him. His wife's got him.
Is she a pretty girl?
Yeah.
His ex-wife, I think, is a doctor, and then this one is something else. She's smart.
she had to patch herself up.
Hopefully she's not an English teacher, because she's doing a shit job with him.
Call it? His ex-wife, you know, Mike Tyson had a cut man in the ring. She was her own. Like,
she stitched herself up like
Rainbow. Cut me, Mick.
They probably look at him like a fixer-upper. I can fix him.
Yeah. Most women do that, though.
Oh, yeah.
They look at guys and they're like, oh, I could change him.
I'm not changeable.
It just came out that he was.
I would love to hear a conversation between Missy and Mike Tyson.
Me too.
Who's going to translate it?
Right, those words are popping out of both of you. Oh my god!
He would probably confuse me, though. I feel
really.
Why he speaks your language?
Yeah,
I don't
right.
know. I feel like he's a little.
You'd hit it off.
You guys have like that same thing that you guys have that knack of creating your own words from a real word.
Yes,
you guys do that.
Both soulmates.
Yeah,
he would be a good person to have on my album.
Right.
Alphabet soup
on your app, right?
as what, like just
a hype man?
No, yeah, alphabet soup.
I would have a spoken word song with him.
Spoken word song.
Spoken word.
We'll do a cipher. Don't break the cipher.
Oh my god.
You think?
Cipher.
That's fucking awesome.
Just throwing shit back from before.
Maybe a skit. I was thinking more of a skit.
No, I feel like he's more talented than a skit. I feel like he has more to offer.
Like what?
Like a cipher.
Cipher.
Just imagine a conversation with him, too.
That's what I'm saying. But that's my point. If you sat them both down at a table and had a recording device and just let them fucking just talk.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be an interview. It could just be bullshitting back and forth.
Yo, Mike,
like
you ever talk to a squirrel?
And be like, no, I talk to pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my point. He talks to pigeons. You talk to squirrels. That would be some crazy fucking shit right there.
It really would. Especially if we got, like, drunk, too.
Yeah, let's not go that far, because you probably have a gaping asshole after that.
I would not have sex with him.
You may not have a choice.
Allegedly. You know, it's starting to look good to me.
Even though you sound like a man.
Yeah,
it'll be like prison. Just, you know, close your eyes.
Oh, my God. Speaking of prison, how did you like that Juice Marilyn Manson sex scene?
Oh man, let me tell you something. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was really nauseous,
horny.
It seemed to bother Chris too.
No. Well, here's the thing. I didn't watch it Tuesday night, right? I was trying to go to bed early, which I failed miserably. I didn't end up going to bed till like 1.
Oh shit!
Right, so I got like barely an hour and a half sleep, and. My girl texted me and said, did you watch Sons? And I was like, no, I'm watching it tomorrow. She's like, well, make sure you watch it as soon as you get home. And I'm like, all right. So I thought about it all morning. I'm like, man, I don't want to hear anything on the radio or nothing about it. So I just stayed away from anything.
Everything.
Right. I didn't hear anybody talking in the morning before I left. So as soon as I get home, I made myself some lunch. It was like 1:45. Something like that. 1:45, made myself some lunch, sat in front of the TV, hit it. I'm literally like 2 bites into a tuna fish sandwich, and I'm watching The Gaze of Anarchy. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? There's tranny sex. There's jailhouse butt raping.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of shit going on. And I'm like, I honestly, like I felt nauseous. Like I've always gone through points in my life where I always think that if I was up against a certain situation, I would probably like, you know how some people lose control and they just vomit because something gets to them that bad?
Hell yeah.
Well, it's never happened to me except for like maybe nerves. That's happened to me before, but it was like one time, right?
Okay.
And obviously I'm talking about shit that's non-alcohol related or, you know, obviously you throw
like
up.
Like just
when
emotions
you, right.
and stuff.
Or like if you're squeamish, some people throw up or whatever. Like there are certain smells make people throw up.
Like someone throwing up can
right.
make you throw up.
Never happened to me. Never, right? This was the first time where it was something that had nothing to do with alcohol or nerves or anything like that, that I almost vomited immediately because my stomach immediately turned.
They've had sex.
But it was just – they never started the show with a five-minute fucking clip of
– everyone having sex.
But it was a lot of gay sex. No,
it was showing what everybody was doing. And
everybody's
was
banging.
Everybody was fucking at the same time.
In jail?
No.
One guy was in jail. Getting fucked by Marilyn Manson, which was really gross. And then Tig was fucking the tranny.
Yeah.
Venus. Mm-hmm. Penis. And I was. That's the part that really got me too.
With Tig and Venus.
That because that was the second thing they showed. First they showed Juice. Jack. Well, no, I mean after.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about after the straight sex.
Okay.
They were showing Juice just sitting there like a zombie, taking it up the ass. I'm like, oh my god! Like I put the sandwich down. I'm like, oh my god!
Like it must have really hurt you to put your sandwich down.
Seriously, right? I thought the same thing. And then I took like a sip of soda, and I put the cup back down. I look up. And Tig is banging Venus, and I'm just like, oh. Like, I'm like, oh. So I picked up the remote, and I immediately fast forward through
the sex. Did it have a point in the show, or was it just
every once in a while they open up with a montage of, like, you know, of, like, people. Kind of like The Sopranos. You remember sometimes The Sopranos open up, and you hear, like, Frank Sinatra.
It was a
very good day.
Yeah.
And you see, like, everybody getting laid or some shit. It was kind of like that. And it was because something really bad happened the week before.
Yeah,
so
Bobby
got killed.
And it was how everybody was like dealing with it, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah. Because pussy heals all. And it apparently sure does. So does man ass too. But it was just
Marilyn Man ass.
Man ass Manson. It was really graphic. And I was really I was really like I was nauseous. Like I watched the first half of that show scream like just feeling that almost dry heaving at some point.
What I found worse than that is when Manson sent Juice the package in jail. You think it's going to be like a shank or something that killed a chink?
It was poetry.
And it was fucking poetry and Vaseline.
Yeah.
Well,
I was like, oh,
but I had already seen the damage. So at that point, I would rather see a manila envelope with poetry and Vaseline in it than what is going to actually happen with it.
I don't know. The way I was thinking of it was.
So you're saying that disturbed you more than watching him getting fucked in the ass?
Because the first time he got fucked in the ass, I'm thinking it was like surprise butt sex. This was like be prepared. I'm fucking in the ass later on.
Surprise.
I thought Otto, like when Otto was getting raped, I thought that was definitely more.
That was
very graphic.
Very, yeah. Like I felt so bad for Otto. I just wanted Otto to die.
He had no tongue to scream either.
Yeah. And he's drooling everywhere. And
one eye.
Yeah, that was no good. That's funny though.
Yeah, that whole opening really fucked me up, man. I was just like, oh my god, this is so gross. And the worst part was is I thought everything that happened after that was awesome.
Great fucking show.
It really was.
It was an awesome episode.
And I was just completely, you know.
But you're like, never watch that beginning of that episode
again. No, no. I gotta somehow bookmark that motherfucker.
You'll know. They're gonna have another sex scene with Venus and
I hope not, man. That you see, and I was talking to my girl about this. You know, we were discussing because she asked me last night. She's like, "So, what did you think of last night's episode?" And I said, "I thought besides the disgusting sex montage in the beginning, and to be honest with you, the straight sex bothered me too.
Really? Because it was graphic as well.
Well, no. Here's my problem: they don't show any parts of a woman.
They show the one girl's tits." That Jax was fucking?
They didn't show her tits.
I saw her tits.
I didn't see her tits.
Yeah.
They never show tits. You see nipple?
No, the closest show I've ever
You'll see like boob. Side boob. That's not the same thing. Like I got to see Jax's entire fucking asshole wink at me on a 55-inch screen. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're okay with that. I'm not. Yeah. And then, what's the cherry on top? Gemma looks like she's being raped.
Yeah, she does.
She looked like every ex-girlfriend I've ever had. Like, just totally not enjoying herself.
Yeah, but so does Nero.
And Nero, well, Nero's like this. Well, that's, he reminded me of me with every ex-girlfriend. Like, this sucks. But, like, they have to show his ass. Why is he completely naked? And she's dressed from the waist up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
because her husband wrote the show.
Whatever. My point is, you don't get to see enough of the. You don't even get to see a girl's full ass.
That's not true.
You only see, like, side ass.
You saw the one girl's full ass when she was riding Jax in the, like, whorehouse, the older woman.
Yeah, but she had, like, the blanket covering her ass crack.
No, I remember seeing her ass.
No. No,
maybe then you didn't show
no because then you would have saw his balls right under it. No, trust me. The blanket, it's the same move in every show. The blanket goes right to the top of the girl's ass crack, so it's implied. You know. Meanwhile, he's probably wearing a cup, and she's, you know, probably wearing like some protective sleeve down there or something. Some fucking roast beef cover thing. But still, it just pisses me off. It's like, it wasn't even enjoyable at all. If there was no forced gay sex or consensual gay sex, it didn't matter because the straight sex was disturbing too. I really didn't need to see Jax's fucking asshole. I just didn't need to see it. There's no reason to see his Reaper hole, you know, and same thing with Nero. It was just wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, it's.
I'm actually glad Bobby's dead now because he probably would have had to watch him too if he was still alive. You know, seeing his flabby, hairy
ass.
Did
they show that Althea's chick? That Althea chick's boobs, though?
They don't show boobs on FX.
They don't show boobs. No. Yeah.
Why do I keep thinking they did?
No, you could see like a guy's pubes just to the top, going all the way down to the top of the fucking shaft. But they'll never show anything. I don't know what happened. Society has gone down the fucking toilet. Because in the 80s, they showed Bush in PG movies. Yeah. No, I'm serious. Like fucking, like, honest to God, it was great.
Yeah, I remember seeing Bush in the Muppets.
You see the two grumpy old guys like, I haven't seen something that hairy since.
Yeah, they should miss Piggy's muff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that must have been bad. That's why Kermit never fucked her. But seriously, like, you know, like, remember Stripes? Okay? Mm-hmm. The dude is watching the girls take a shower. They show everything. Mm-hmm. Tits, bush, ass. No problems. Even today, in today's, like, R-rated films, they don't show hardly any full frontal. It's very – unless it has to do with something sexual – they won't show a chick full frontal, but you'll see a dick. No problem.
Network television, though, right?
I'm just saying in general, society, it's like it's okay to show a man's full body. Like, look at Sarah Marshall. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Jason Segel.
Yeah. We have to watch his dick in the first five fucking minutes of the movie, but we can't see not Jamie Bell, not Mila Kunis.
Kristen Bell.
Or Kristen Bell, whatever. Yeah. What the fuck?
I mean, I think he wrote that movie, so he wrote that part in.
He wanted to show the whole world his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you, dude. But, you know, again, seeing that on a movie screen.
Well, it was for shock value more than anything.
It was kind of
funny, though.
But that's not my point, though. There's still. You have to agree with me that they show cock a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but seeing.
There's not enough bush in movies.
Right. That's why this Potato King hasn't impressed me, because there's already cock out there. No, I mean, like, it's all over the place. It's just, it's like, why can't I see, I want to see a girl's actual fucking pussy in a famous, like a mainstream movie. I want to see fucking.
We'll see lips.
Yes. I want to see that dolphin smile or, you know, the full roast beef sandwich, whatever.
Once you get those pants off, it's like two sagging pressed hams and a slice of pizza.
Seriously, like, why do I have to see a guy's dick and balls? It's ridiculous. It's wrong. You know, that's not what I like. Why not? If you're gonna hook up the girls,
maybe in this new 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Oh, please! They're gonna show more fucking balls than anything.
Yeah, that's geared.
And besides, I saw the girl who's the plane. She's disgusting.
She's not cute.
No,
is she?
She looks. She's like a like two steps above the ugly cunt that's in that girls show. The girls show. Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh,
she's hideous.
I'm gonna look her up now.
She's hideous.
That's disappointing.
She's an average chick. Well, that's the whole point of the book, though. The from what I understand,
yeah, like she's
like a plain
like a
Jane,
writer. Yeah,
but she's like a real plain Jane. She's actually kind of doughy. Like, she's not even like, you know, what you would expect, and whatever. So honestly, there's really nothing to see. I'd rather just watch a porno at that point. You know, at least I can see pussy. I don't know. It killed me. But now they're doing it on TV shows, and that bothers me.
Well, I don't understand. It's cable TV. It's not like it's network television. So why? I mean, they could say pussy. They can say cock. They can say everything except fuck. I don't understand that. Why can't they say fuck?
And she's definitely not doughy.
In the preview, she looked doughy. Not doughy. Like, I mean, she just didn't look very put together.
So what's her name?
Dakota Johnson.
Fanning.
That's Don Johnson's daughter.
I mean, she's very thin.
So, yeah. Well, she
is plain.
Miami Vice. She must have been. She must have been, you know, she must have done something for preparation for that movie or something. Yeah, like I'd rather see Don Johnson play that part. She's a nobody.
Yeah, I didn't even know Don Johnson had an actress for a daughter.
Me neither.
Yeah, well, they definitely made her look different for the movie.
The book's so popular, why would you pay somebody millions of dollars to play that part? People are going to go see it anyway.
Okay, Chris, this is a dolled up picture of her. I mean, this is the best she can look.
She's not ugly, but she's not.
No, I mean.
But I mean, come on, yeah. You know.
She's Jersey hot.
No, she's not. There's hotter in Jersey than
and
this.
And look,
one.
This is what she's going to look like in the movie.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Let me see.
So she even looks more plain Jane.
Yeah, hair. She does look plain.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess that's the whole spiel.
I'd hit it.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Point is I'm tired of seeing cock. You got to show pussy.
Yeah.
Even tits, like a good pair of tits. It's even hard to see that in movies anymore.
I was going
to
say, they never show tits on Sons, huh?
They don't show tits on cable TV. You're not allowed. Yeah. They're not allowed to show nipples on cable TV. You got to be on a pay channel to see that. But that's my point. Even in mainstream movies, like even if you watch HBO or whatever, it's rare that you see, you know, a good.
On Boardwalk Empire, they used to show a lot of tits.
That's HBO.
That's because it's what's
they never show tits for no reason.
Right.
Like they show tits in a sex scene.
Yeah. Why do I have to see Lea Dunham's tits?
But like
they're floppy.
They're disgusting.
In movies now, they'll show guys walking around.
They're not floppy.
I saw the still of it. She's disgusting. She has fat girl tits.
She does, but they're not floppy.
They're floppy. That's fat girl tits.
No, they're very perky. I've seen them. I watched.
Then she got something done because
I love
that girls. That scene that went fucking viral.
Which
of
one?
Her taking her shirt off in the show. That's the picture I saw. They did not look fucking perky or
really?
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, I watch that show a lot.
I'd rather fuck a dog.
I mean, she's not attractive.
No, she's not.
Yeah. We even saw, what's his name's ass on The Walking Dead the other night.
Who?
Abraham's. He was banging, I'm not going to ruin it for you. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Remember he's banging, what's her name? You seen his ass.
Who's Abraham?
The redheaded guy.
Ginger. Oh, yeah. Palermo from The Negotiator.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Take the fucking shot. Yeah. I do not have a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw his ass and nothing of her. She's hot.
But that's my point. Why is it so easily gratuitous for men now to like, listen, is it because men watch the show and are trying to get women to watch the show? Is that what it is? Like, I don't know. What's the move there? Like, why can't we see, I mean, at this point, I'd want to see, Siobhan or whatever the fuck, what's her name?
Michonne.
Michonne.
That's racist.
Michonne. I'd rather see Michonne.
I'd rather see Shanae. What's her name?
Ramona. I'd rather see Ramona naked. It really pisses me off.
There must be a reason why they're doing it because it's.
But
not
why is man ass acceptable and not even female ass is acceptable? They don't even show girls' ass anymore. They don't.
Right. Watching The Walking Dead or watching Sons of Anarchy, I'd rather see no ass
right.
than just man ass.
Right.
I mean, exactly. I would deal with the man ass if they showed the women's ass, but if they're not going to show the women's ass, don't show any.
Yeah, I can't deal with the man ass anyway. I don't understand. There's such an emphasis on the male body, naked body now in TV.
Right, and it just
movies.
Makes guys like us look so much worse.
No, listen, I didn't need to watch a naked dude on a show that I like or a movie to realize that I am in just disgusting shape. I didn't need that help. I already know. That's not my point. I don't need to be reminded. I'm reminded every fucking second I breathe still. So my point is, though, if I'm watching something I like and they're showing something like a sex scene, why is there only emphasis on the male? I don't get to see the girl at all. I just get to see her hair.
It's so common these days.
But that's my point. What happened? Because it never used to be like
this. It's industry-wide.
This just happened from like the mid-2000s until now. This was never like this in the past.
I don't know. There's no answer for it. There's really no answer for it.
You know, every fucking actor out there, you know, shows his cock now. But God forbid if a woman shows, you know, anything more than cleavage. It's ridiculous. You know, thank God for shows like Californication, you know, yeah. where they just show the closest you can get to just about everything on a woman, you know. And yeah, here and there you have to stomach through the naked dude on the show, but at the same time, it's more for me. It's better because there's more naked shit. Like, you know, who was naked in that show and who was acting for a little on one season was what's her name? I can't think of her fucking name. She's an actress. She's a famous actress. Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She was the stripper, that hot stripper that he taught when he was teaching at the university.
Yeah.
That's Susan Sarandon's daughter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's fucking hot. Why couldn't she be in a 50 Shades of Grey? She has no problem showing her titties, just like her mom didn't have a problem with it in the 80s. She showed her titties all the time. She had great knockers. Her daughter took right after mom. Love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's got bigger tits than her, too.
She does.
She? Yeah.
She's definitely better put together than
I remember when she was on Friends, like back in the day. She was on an episode of Friends.
I don't remember her on Friends.
When Susan Sarandon was on Friends, as like.
Oh, I thought you meant her daughter.
No, her daughter was.
Oh, I don't remember.
The episode that Susan Sarandon was on.
You know what? I must have blacked out towards the last couple seasons of Friends because sometimes when you bring it up, I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. I remember.
It's when Joey.
Oh, he was in love with her? Was he in love with her?
No, she was getting fired from the show, and Joey was going to play her.
Oh,
and
yep,
they like had
doesn't sound familiar.
They were like in love, like for, but then she left and went somewhere else.
Marcel? No, I don't remember. But again, it's all the emphasis on male nudity, and it's really just stomach turning at this point. And, you know, you realize, not that you didn't know it before, but I could, even if I was in prison, I could never be gay. I could never be gay. There's nothing acceptable about the act of two men for me, like physically. It just doesn't.
It's just not your thing. That's fine.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. I'm not saying, like, it's, well, for me, it'd be wrong because obviously I'm not into it.
Because it's not your preference.
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't care if anyone's gay. My problem is I just think it's really disgusting and disturbing to see it, you know? But I'm also one of those few people that aren't 100% behind lesbians either.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't get all fucking, ooh, lesbians. Like, it's sometimes it's like, you know, I could care less. And it's kind of like, all right, there's a perfectly good snatch going to waste right there. You know what I mean? Like, give me a shot. You know, or let Potato King use shove his potato cock up her.
And the whole male nudity thing in TV and movies, it's weird because most directors are male.
Yes.
Most scripts are written by
males.
Yeah,
do they think they're like, being innovative or something?
Why, like, I don't understand. Like, why would the director say, okay, this is the perfect shot to show Jax's ass?
Right.
You looking at my cock?
I agree. I agree. Yeah, is Otto like subliminally gay?
Did you watch Anarchy Afterward?
No. Motherfucking
Kurt Sutter's a cocksucker, motherfucker. He gave away a spoiler for next week. He showed a scene from the next show that gave away.
Oh, I saw that scene about Lynn being killed.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
It doesn't matter. It didn't bother me.
It bothered the shit. You knew he was going to go sooner or later, but what the fuck, man?
Listen, I have to say one thing about Sons. I have a disapproval about something that's going on right now with the show. I love where they're taking it. I do not like what's happening with Tig.
That he's gay?
Yeah, here's my point. There's probably – this was the eighth episode, so there's probably only four left.
There's three left.
Okay, three left.
Yeah, he said it.
So this is how you're going to basically live out Tig in the show for me. You're going to make him bisexual or gay or whatever. My point to that is this. What the fuck does that have to do with a motorcycle? Like, why is that so important that this is what you're going to – you're basically making a joke, a mockery of the club, in other words.
No, it's trying to say that it's changing and evolving with the times. It's not saying that it's making a mockery of it.
My point is this, like look at everybody else. They have such a pivotal like thing going on or whatever, you know, towards the end of the show. Even Juice has got like, I mean, he's getting ass raped, but there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
You know,
Just taking one for the team.
Why couldn't they have done this back in the day? Why are they doing this at the very end? Like, this is a little Soprano-ish for me.
You know what? It seems like he gets, from watching the after shows thing, it seems like he gets a lot of his inspiration based off the Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he wanted to incorporate homosexuality into Sons.
He did already. We had to watch that fat black priest get butt fucked.
But consensual, like, love. Homosexually. And he did it, and every time he could think of a way to take it, he said he kept going the Sopranos route.
So he took Tig and Venus and decided to go that route, because that's realistic. Even that's not realistic.
Well, listen, if you stay true to Tig's character throughout the whole entire series, he was always very freaky and very weird. And I get that.
So I even thought it was funny that, you know, there was like this weird, you know, flirtation going on between him and Venus.
Yeah, like he had a crush on her or whatever.
But this has gone beyond. It looks like they're going to get married.
Kurt Sutter said is that he doesn't write far in advance because he wants to see how it looks on screen. Right. And he really didn't have that idea of making them get together until he saw, like, how Tig's reaction, how gaga he was for Venus.
Yeah.
And then that gave him the idea that, hey, they should hook up.
See, now, here's what I thought from last week's episode. The part where they went to see the rednecks, the skinheads or whatever, and the guy called them out for being a tranny fucker, right? And I thought at that moment, obviously, how the fuck did he find out? So I'm thinking, Venus talked.
That's what I thought.
So I thought he was going to go kill Venus.
That's what I thought.
So I was like, this is a pretty good twist. I didn't see that coming. Instead, he goes and professes his love for Venus, 5 o'clock shadow and all, and big Adam's apple and balls. And it's like, wow, what the fuck? What just happened here? Like, this is becoming a love story between.
He said it. He said, I read
it. I don't understand. It doesn't belong in the final fucking four episodes.
He's making.
There's too much shit going on to be worried about people's love life.
Fucking right.
You know?
You're preaching to the choir right there, because I'm like, can you fucking stop with so much shit?
Right.
Get down to a couple of things at this point.
I mean, Nero and Gemma. Nero's trying to take her away. I still am sticking to my story. I think Nero's the rat. Nero is trying to get Gemma away, and now she's gone because
she's got nothing left.
Yeah. And, right. Yeah. She's on the hit list now. Now, I like what they're doing every other aspect of the show with Unser, with, you know, Jax and everybody else, Chibs. But the Tig thing is bothering me. And believe me, it has nothing to do with the gay. It just doesn't belong now. Something that should have happened already.
Earlier in the season.
Right. Because there's too much emphasis on this. And compared to all the shit that's happening right now in Charming, basically. This is like, what the fuck is this? Is like soap opera bullshit. It doesn't belong here.
Maybe it's going to belong eventually. Like,
not unless August kills Venus. I don't see
that's
the point.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, but that ain't happening.
Yeah,
August Marks ain't got time to hunt no.
Or what
down.
If Venus knows what's going on and Venus is actually the rat? Like, what if it's something like that?
It no, could it, then
she's
in.
Not important enough
yes,
to be the rat.
Yeah,
that's true.
This is going to be.
I mean, you could tell the whole last couple episodes are coming down to betrayal. Obviously, with the kid telling Jax that Gemma killed, even though I can't imagine that he believes a word that comes out of this kid's mouth at this point. But
well, did you? You said you watched the preview for the following week. The spoiler.
I turned it off right after they said Lynn was dead. I don't want them to ruin anything else.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Don't.
Okay. I'm not saying it.
Well, look at it this way. He shouldn't believe anything that comes out of this kid's mouth. The kid obviously lied about Gemma cutting his arm.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I feel like I'm going to give it away.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to find some other direction to go to. I can't.
Yeah, I already gave away Opie's death. I'm never doing anything.
You what? He's dead? You bitch.
Yeah. And it's so funny too, because looking back, since when I like came up to it, like I obviously knew.
Well, my girlfriend's sister is the same fucking way.
But I do.
She is a walking spoiler alert.
I know.
Shut your mouth,
I,
you stupid bitch.
I can't believe that. Like now watching the show, like when I watched it and I got up to that part and how I ruined it for you guys, I was just like, wow, that was like the most.
I can't tell you how many times I talked to my girl and she tells me, "You'll never believe what my sister did." And I'm like, "What now?" And she's like, she fucking immediately tells me the moment I see her, first thing in the morning before they're both leaving for work, "Oh, something really bad happened last night on Sons of Anarchy." And it's like, what the fuck is wrong? Because she reads it on Facebook, you know, because Facebook
is. It?
She does now because her boyfriend watches it. Okay. But, you know, she didn't like it before. You know, she was like, whatever. But yeah, Facebook is like her oxygen. So, you know, she reads everything on it and she just fucking ruined it. Like ruins everything. And you know, it's not the first time. Like her mom ruined something for her once. You know, her other old roommate that
Facebook
used to live there.
Is exactly how Missy ruined Opie's death for us.
Yes. That's why I said you're kind of like my girl's sister that day.
I've never done that before to anybody, though.
No, I know. Yeah. That was just like a total brain fart.
Oh, dude. And like then what I'm talking about, like when I caught up to it and I was like, if somebody would have ruined that for me, I would have been as pissed as you guys were.
And
because that was such
I was
a pivotal,
really.
That was so emotional.
You took tears away from me and I'm mad at you for that. You know why? Because I got choked up. I got choked up when when Shane dropped the grenade in Lem's car.
In the shield,
In the shield. I was really choked up. I mean, like, my eyes were really watery, and I couldn't speak for, like, a half an hour. I'm sitting there, like, this dry lump. I'm just trying to get down my throat, like, oh, my God. And you took that away from me with Opie because I didn't have that reaction at all.
I wanted
that reaction.
And you would have.
I was really sad like that had happened, but because I knew there was no shock and awe and, like, what? Because we didn't see that coming. That grenade drop?
No. I thought you were talking about Opie's death. You kind of figured it wasn't going to be Tig because he was the most logical one that should have gotten it, and you knew it wasn't Jax, obviously.
Yeah, but
and Opie would have been the most shocking. So that's why I was like, Opie's going to die.
Jax would have been the most shocking.
Well, yeah, the show doesn't go on without Jax,
right?
So that's why I kind of saw it coming, but you don't want to believe it because everybody fucking loves Opie,
right?
Yeah.
But when you said that, I was like, it's definitely him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah, I was sad that I knew it was happening too.
But see, even the way it had happened, it would have been a shock had I not known.
Fucking right. Yeah. I mean, even if you thought about it, and you're like this that, but when it was
and
actually
how it
happening,
went down,
how it went
brutal.
Down was so emotional.
Yeah.
Like they're freaking out, trying to break the glass.
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
That sucked.
Speaking of a show's not going on without a certain character, what a piece of shit Homeland has become.
You can't...
Without Brody...
You can't kill off the main bad guy in the movie.
Without
the
Brody,
well,
the show is fucking useless. Let me tell you, I just watched the last 2 weeks today because I was like, you know, I got to watch these because I'm already invested. This is what, season four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, three.
Three, okay. Yeah. So I'm like, I got to watch it because if not, I'm going to fall behind, you know. What a piece of fucking shit show. I want Claire Danes dead in real life.
And that's why.
like, she's such a hateable character.
She is. And that's why I said to you after they killed off Clay, I was just kind of like, oh, he's been the main bad guy for like the entire show.
Yeah, see,
like,
but Sons now, never dropped for
it
me.
It never
since,
did.
Yeah.
It never did. But I was just – it's like Justified killing off Shane. Whatever
his
name is on
the show. Well, this is the final season.
Yeah, like – well, now if they kill him, yeah. Like Boyd's been – even though Violent. They've kind of been on the same side,
right?
He's been the main bad guy the entire time. If they would have killed him off 2 seasons ago, the show wouldn't be the same. Yeah,
Venus is
– I know.
Yeah, okay.
I love Justified.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's just I'm really like – I wish I could quit it. I wish I could quit the fucking Homeland show because I'm just really over it. There's nothing about it that is intriguing anymore.
I don't know if I like him anymore, but I liked Quinn's character. Now that he's in love with Claire Danes, it's just kind of like,
I don't like anything about the show.
You don't like Saul?
I do, but I mean, he's got hardly any parts in it. Saul Rosenberg. Yeah. No, what's his name? The guy from The guy from Princess Bride. You killed my father.
Yeah,
he plays
Viggo Montalban or something.
Viggo Montoya.
Viggo Montoya.
Viggo Montalban. That's my rap name.
Fantastic.
Yo, this is Viggo Montalban. I'm here with Alphabet Soup.
Is that the guy from Fantasy Island?
That's Ricardo Montalban. Montalban.
The plane.
No, that's Hervé Villachez. That's tattoo. Yeah. whatever. I totally lost my train. Montalbama. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with that show.
Without Brody, there's the main bad guy. The show's no good because now it's all about just about Claire Danes, and she's terrible.
Yes. I can't stand her.
I
want to rip her face off.
Her character is just so fucking annoying.
And maybe that's just her being a really good actress because
she's got to be because her face is so hard to look at.
Yeah, just think, she was almost what's her name? Peter Parker's girlfriend in the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that would have been bad.
Yeah,
I mean they upgraded, but
did
not
they?
Really.
See, I don't know. If
Kirsten Dunst has some nice boobs.
She does. Yeah,
she's got a mean overbite.
Gums. She's got big gums.
I like her little snaggle tooth thing she's got.
Not snaggle; it's dead.
I need a median to talk to that tooth. It's dead.
Oh my god!
Dead tooth. Yeah, I don't really like Claire Danes at all. Just she's such a spaz. You ever see her facial expressions? I know you don't watch the show.
You would think she has
Tourette's. No. She does not like this in any movie. You just YouTube Claire Danes Homeland facial expressions.
Okay.
And watch the series of
it's a shame because she's a really good actress. Like, she does a great job playing that character, but the character's fucking annoying.
No, YouTube Anne Hathaway playing Claire Danes in Homeland.
Oh, it's
Saturday
great.
Night Live. She does it to a T.
It's great.
Am I going to think it's funny though if I don't know the show?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, cuz she's fucking crazy.
You know, as Anne Hathaway gets older, I find her to be more and more attractive.
She's a good-looking girl. Yeah. I never thought she was ugly.
I never thought that she was ugly either, but I didn't think anything...
I think I was sold after Catwoman. I never even noticed her before that. Okay. Never noticed her. And then she did Catwoman. I'm like, oh, she's pretty hot. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah. I just wish they could have shown a little more of her.
Cat pussy.
meow.
Show us your box.
What's that movie she did with Jake Gyllenhaal, Love and Other Drugs? I think
never
she's naked in that.
No, I never
I think she gets naked in that.
Yes, really? Skin.
Do I have to play the...
You don't have to watch it right this second.
All right, take a break.
Sure. Let's take another
break. We'll be back
break.
In a minute.
Yeah.
All right, I put it in my browser so that I would look it up later.
Good job.
Because I'll forget.
Right.
Good job.
I'll remind you after the show.
All right.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I don't watch Homeland, but now I'm definitely not going to.
Well, the first two seasons were awesome. Honestly, they were great.
Yeah, but I can admit it.
Yeah, I mean, which is ironic because Claire Danes' character should be committed. She's a fucking nut job, you know. It would be great to see her. Like, if she got fucking bombed by her own, like, you know, what do you call it, plane? The
Air Force One?
No, the fucking things overhead.
The drones.
The drones. Yeah, if she got bombed by her own drone, it would be great. I would love to
see
that.
Crazy enough to point the drone at their base and shoot them and blow everybody up.
Yeah.
Is she a soldier?
No.
No.
Why does she have a droid?
Because they're not the droids you're looking for.
Nobody said droid.
We don't allow your kind here.
Ha ha ha.
What did you say?
Drone.
Oh, why did you have a
drone? No, because she doesn't like fucking iPhones. That's why.
Why does she, why does she have a drone?
It's not her. She doesn't take it with her on a leash. Come on, drone. Come on.
Well, then you said
she works for the military. She works for the government.
You said that she would point her own drone at herself.
Is that what I said? She would point her own drone at herself?
No.
She'd bomb herself with her own drone.
Do you know that you're the dumbest fuck I ever met in my whole life?
What's he talking about?
I'm gonna die.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're out of your fucking mind.
Fucking drooling idiot.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. That
was really
you go fuck yourself.
She's got Down syndrome.
Oh my God.
Crazy bitch.
Fucking bitch.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Tony fuck Soprano crazy. Or James Gandolfini guy
is dead.
He got inducted into the Hall of Fame of New Jersey today.
Wow. What an honor.
Next to Snooki.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The situation.
Jesus, is this fucking necessary?
Did anybody listen to this again?
Jesus, is this fucking necessary?
Is it me or does he sound a little bit like Larry Fine from the doesn't he? Yeah. Or like Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy?
Aww.
What did he say? Jesus, is this necessary?
Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus, is this fucking necessary? You were sucking his cock!
Larry Fine in a rampage with his girlfriend.
He was sucking his cock! The way you fucking are, you're gonna have a heart attack by the time you're 50.
Oh. Oh. Oh!
I love that.
I don't fucking appreciate that.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Oh my God. Alright, kids.
Two-faced cock. You got some balls, you know that?
Thank you. I'm surprised they're not showing it on TV right now. Cocksucker.
Do I look like a pussy to you?
The fuck is going on here? Yeah, right. Hey, man, go fuck yourself. What is it? When I'm not talking, nobody wants to talk?
Oh, you're no. Ending the show. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Missy could do her little spiel.
All right.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for the music. Right, knock guys. It out.
Thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid.
If you have the Droid she's looking for.
We'll see you next week. Noodles.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.